Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Everybody, welcome to the show. It's been a minute, but I'm back. This is Thursday, September 8th. California, my God, this last week, minimum 107 degrees, and that's in the house. Outside, oh my God, 5 days straight. This is supposed to be the last day, and it's only supposed to be 106. So the humming that you have in the background that you hear me in my man cave, broadcasting from nowhere, hidden place in the universe. It's hot. Hot. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. We are worldwide. And we have a talk show. We've been doing this for 10 years. We have so many different guests on the show. I haven't interviewed in a while, but I'm going to start interviewing again. I keep forgetting to put that in the marquee. I'm pretty good. So if you'd like to be interviewed by me, if you're tough, my questions are tough, and you really want to promote worldwide, I'm on Facebook with Brian Hammer Jackson. I'm on Twitter, which is at Hammer AOD, which is Andrew Oscar David, Hammer AOD. I'm on LinkedIn, Brian Hammer Jackson. Reach out to me. I will send you the form. Get your interview worldwide. It's what I do. It's what I do best. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to come in the studio, you can. The number is 319-527-6099. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number. 319-527-6099. That's your test. And if you can't remember that or you can't dial that, then you're a moron and you don't deserve to be in the studio. You know what? Today is Friday. It launches the first game. I wasn't going to do this. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm a bad boy and I shouldn't do this on the air. I should not. Can't help it. I'm a gambler. I'm gambling that you guys are listening to me. This is, launches the first, well, I was at the USC game and the Rice game last week, but this launches the first NFL game. It's football, people. Yeah. Starts tonight. And you can't talk to the guys anymore because women are just as excited as football than men are. The new millennial women, they love football. The new millennial women love to play with balls. They love balls. Can't wait to put their hand on the balls, squeeze the ball, pass the ball. If you fumble the ball, they will jump on it. Football. It starts today. Well, actually starts tonight. I did a little Betty. I mean, I wasn't going to do this. It came up. It just came up. It should have came up after the show, but I am addicted to sports. A big dick tit to sports. Right now, we got the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. I'm in California. Now, the Buffalo Bills is a great team. I know, ladies, this is where you tune out. We'll get to the gossip later. We'll get to the fashion, who's wearing what dress on a red carpet, okay? All right, this is just a man thing right now. Unless you're a hot chick, unless you're a cool chick, who also into sports. Until then, I'm talking to the men. You know what I'm saying, guys. Now, the Buffalo Bills are a great team. Now, the L.A. Dodgers, used to go with L.A. Dodgers, which, ladies, it's a baseball team. They have nice little uniforms that match, and they're number one. They got a big bat. Well, here you go. Then now every woman's ears just perked up. What? There's guys with big bats? Yeah. And they're hitting their balls? Yes. And they're patting each other on the ass? Yes. I'm in. I think the Dodgers will be number one in the playoffs. In fact, I would bet that they're going to win. I take it to the bank. All right, here we go. The Buffalo Bills are a great team. Amazing team. In fact, I think the Bills will probably go to the Super Bowl. But the Rams were the Super Bowl champs last year. And so they got a big game. This is the start off Thursday night football. With these two powerhouse teams, I mean, unbelievable. Ladies, you got to watch it. Their uniforms are spectacular. Watch it for the fashion. Stay for the football. Ah. Well, believe it or not, the Bills are favored by 2.5 points. What? I have to agree. Damn. The over and under is 52. All right, let me explain what the over and under for the ladies. It's not like, you know, the guys. I'll explain it in a sexual way so maybe ladies can understand. You know, when he's on top of you, he's over you, and then you get on top of him, and he's under you. The over and the under. Well, we're betting how long does he stay over you. Or how long do you stay under him? It's almost the same thing. Just follow me, okay? So that's what you're doing. I mean, over and under. In this case, 52 points. And it's a total points, ladies. Meaning both teams, when they score, they add up the total points. Is it going to be over 52 points? Or is it going to be under 52 points? This game, now, 52 points, it's not that many points. Let me explain what that could be. That could be 30, Buffalo Bills 30, Rams 23. But that's over. You win. Because of total amount, I think so. Where's my calculator? Trust me. That's what it means. So, then you can go with the, you go with the spread. And ladies, you know what a spread is. Mm-hmm. And the spread is 2.5. Now, ladies, when was the last time you spread for 2.5 of anything? I'm trying to bring the women into the game. When was the last time that you spread for 2.5 of anything? You know what I'm talking about, ladies. You know what I'm talking about. Well, it's 2.5. Do you think, now the Bills are favorite, meaning that they think the Bills are going to win by 2.5 points. I don't know how they get to half, but just trust me. Or the under, meaning that the Los Angeles Rams will cover that spread, meaning that, okay, Bills, you do win, but you only win by 1 point. If you win by 1 point, we still cover the spread. And if you win with the Rams, you win. meaning that if the Buffalo Bills don't win by 2.5 points, you lose. If they win by 3.5 points, 4.5 points, it's still Buffalo Bills. If they go under 2.5 points, that means they lose. I don't know how, well, you can have a close game like this, but I'm going to go with the spread. I would take the spread of 2.5 points, meaning the Buffalo Bills will win more than 2.5 points. I would take the spread, ladies, spread them, take the 2.5, because a lot of you women can take the 2.5. You know you can. Go with the spread. Or go with the over and under of 52. I say over. Surprise your husband. Surprise your boyfriend. I'm your bookie. They will be shocked. They will be amazed when you're about to hear. You go to your husband. You go. Your kids. When the kids come home from the school. And they go, hi, Mom. Hey, did you know what? We got the Buffalo Bills, and the spread is 2.5, and I took the spread. Or, you know, the over and under, I took the over. What do you think, kid? His mouth will be open. You would be a hero. Go with it. The Bills. They're going to beat the Rams. I really believe they will. I really believe they will. So take the spread over 2.5, their favorite, take it, because I don't think the Rams are going to cover the spread. The over and under, take the over, 52, if you want to just go safely that way. The safe bet is the spread. You know that, ladies. That's the safe spread. Spread them, go 2.5 points. That's the safe bet, Buffalo Bills. Thank you, and you're welcome. You are completely welcome there. That's right. You are welcome. Keeping you, see, I'm helping your marriage. Keep it spicy. That's what I do. That's what I do. Keep it spicy. And bet on the Chicago, the Bears. Bet on the Bears. The Bears. That's D-A Bears. All right? Keep it spicy. Keep it saucy. What I'm here for you to do. Keep it saucy. This is for you, Melissa. The Bears. Okay. Today's subject is keeping the bar low. What happens when your prime attorney... Now, you know Donald Trump used Bill Barr as his own personal attorney. Bill Barr had his back, his ass, he had everything. Worked as his own attorney. He ran buffer. He did interference. He did what he could to preserve this twice impeached, always indicted moron that you call former president. Donald Trump, everybody. Yeah. But lately, Barr's been talking. What got in the bar? He's been talking. Foobin talk. You can't even shut him up. Can't shut him up. He's talking like a kitten who had too much sugar at a carnival. He's talking like a baby shark. Oh, no. No. Melissa, stop. I'm getting a little Melissa thing on my shoulder, baby shark. No. But that's what Barr is doing. He is talking like a baby shark. He's spilling the beans, everybody. Spilling the beans. He is spilling the beans. And you know how it is when you spill the beans. Just talking and talking, talking. Talking like a baby shark. That's what he's saying. I don't know what's going on with him.
Baby shark. mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark.
Grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandma shark.
Grandpa shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandpa shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandpa shark, do-do-do-do-do, grandpa shark.
That's what Bill Barr's doing. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. That's all we hear. Lock him up, do-do-do-do-do, lock him up, do-do-do-do-do, lock him up, do-do-do-do-do, lock him up. Wow. Twice and... No, I gotta stop. Can't help it. Twice and peach, do-do-do-do-do, twice and peach, do-do-do-do-do, twice and peach, do-do-do-do-do. What a douchebag. Yeah. What's going on? The news. Unbelievable. That's our main story. Here we go. Keeping the bar low. Bill Barr says DOJ very close. DOJ. That means Department of Justice. Yeah. Barr says they're very close to indict Trump. Bill Barr says that Department of Justice is very close to having evidence to indict Trump. But these are two questions. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence by which they could indict someone on, including Donald Trump? Barr said that to an interview in American Newsroom, which is a conservative show. Or American Newsroom interview on Fox. Oh, I guess they're on Fox. And I think they're getting very close to the point, frankly, that's what Barr said, to indict Trump. Lock him up, do-do-do-do-do, lock him up, do-do-do-do-do, lock him up, do-do-do-do-do, throw away the key. Catchy! I didn't do this. They do have a Donald, you know what, I don't know why you listen. They do have a Donald Trump, wait a minute, I gotta play it. I shouldn't. People are saying, always be professional. Be professional. You know what? I don't know what that is. It's too much. Here's Donald Trump singing Baby Shark. I can't pass that out. Donald Trump singing Baby Shark. Let's see if we can get that one. Let's see. Let me see if we can get that. I think that's cute. Can't pass that out. Where else can you hear that? Here we go. Donald Trump singing Baby Shark. Let's see if we get this.
Trump, mommy. Trump, mommy. Trump. Daddy. Trump, daddy. Trump, daddy. Trump, daddy. Trump. Grandma. Trump, grandma. Trump, grandma. Trump, grandma. Trump. Grandpa Trump do grandpa Trump do grandpa Trump do grandpa Trump. Let's go on do let's go on do let's go on do let's go on. Run
way do
run way
do
run way. Safe at last, safe at last, safe at last, safe at last. It's the end, it's the end, it's the end, it's the end.
Yeah. Thank you, Donald Trump. Look at that. Look at that. Wow.
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, mommy shark, mommy shark, mommy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark. Grandma shark, grandma shark, grandma shark, grandma shark, grandpa shark, grandpa shark, grandpa shark, grandpa shark. Black bill of war, bill of war, bill of war, bill of war. Run away, run away, run away, run away. Safe at last, safe at last, safe at last, safe at last. It's the end of
Wow. What a concert. That's better than his rally. If he did that at the rally, he would get more people. He'd get more. Hey, my brother. How you doing, Stanley?
Hey, I'm doing not bad. Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Sure.
Did you hear what I don't understand what's happening with your President Biden, whatever.
Okay. Talk to me.
This guy, I want to ask the question. The question I want to ask is, if you think that there was a problem with the election, are you a traitor? Are you a semi-fascist? Are you crazy person or something, or are you not allowed as an American to basically question an election?
Oh no, you as an American, and Stanley, I'm going to point something out that you are right. Wait, let me go back to maybe 3 days ago when you said, "Are we a democracy or are we a republic?" Well, it's easy to understand, and Stanley was right. Stanley says we are not a democracy; we are a republic, and that is true. And if you get confused, here's how you can remember: just say the Statue of Liberty. What is it? When we used to go to school and we put our hand over our heart, God, what was it? And we saluted the flag. What was it? Pledge of Allegiance. Just when you're a kid. Just remember the Pledge of Allegiance when you were a child. When I was a kid, when I went to school, we had to salute the flag every morning. And we had to put our hand over our heart, and we had to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you said the Pledge of Allegiance, you will find the answer, are we a republic or a democracy? Because it says it right there in the Pledge of Allegiance. Think about it. And if you don't remember the Pledge of Allegiance, it's right there. Apparently, my girlfriend disagrees with me.
Yeah, it's true.
But here's the Pledge of Allegiance, verbatim. And it says it right there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. That's it. For which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But it's under one republic. Let me see if I remember this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Damn, I need to see the words. Wait a minute. Stanley, do you remember the words? To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
There's two problems. We don't celebrate one nation under God, and the republic isn't there.
Right. So
that's another problem. Well, that's another problem, because if we do not celebrate God, your rights are not from the government. Your rights are from God. That's why when you read the your rights and everything, and the government can't take your rights. It comes from God. It doesn't come from the government.
And see, but what happens when we took the Pledge of Allegiance out, why did we take the Pledge of Allegiance out? You know why we did it. Because we took God out of schools.
Exactly. And when you take out
God
out of school,
when
you take out God out of school, the Constitution doesn't make sense, because your right doesn't come from the government. Your right comes from God. That's why you have those rights. That means the freedom of speech. The government can't take that. That comes from God. Freedom of speech, freedom to defend yourself, the Second Amendment, and everything. Those are all rights that comes from God. Not from the government.
Cindy got a point there, and Cindy's listening. She hates listening to the show. She hates herself for it, and she has to go to a meeting to kind of, I don't know, get some holy water on her. But she heard what we're talking about, Stanley.
Yeah.
And she said, what did you say? I'm trying to read this. You gave it to me.
Democratic Republic. We're not one versus the other.
Well, she says we're a Democratic Republic. We're not one versus the other.
Democracy has to do with the people controlling
right. The
laws.
Right. No. The Republic.
Yeah.
The Republic are the people with the laws. The democracy is for the people with the popular vote.
No. Well, because to make the laws.
Right. The Republic are the laws. If you want to go under the laws, you're going to... Okay, I'm reading this because she hates this show, so I have to read it. Stanley, now she hates herself and she's calling herself.
Yeah, because we're not a democracy, like I said last time, because if you were a democracy, Hillary Clinton would have been president, because the democracy is the rule of the mob. That means the more election you have, the more people. If we were a democracy, Hillary Clinton had 3 million more people that voted for her. But since we are a republic, we have an electronic electoral vote. We don't have democracy vote. If we had a democracy vote, Hillary would have been president. But we don't have that. That's why a lot of Democrats complain, how come Hillary won? She had 3 million people. Well, yes, but we don't care about that. We are electorally, that's how we vote for a president. Every state has electoral vote. And it doesn't even go through us also, Brian. Don't forget. Even after you vote, it has to go to the electoral vote, and the electoral vote decides if they want to basically say, yes, we do accept 20 votes, 37 votes, 47 votes. If they don't accept it, it doesn't go through also.
And to be fair, a lot of people are talking about getting rid of that electoral vote. But here's what Cindy hinted at me. See, I'm thinking, what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? Well, it's like what you just said. To me, the republic is about rules of law. That's a republic. Democracy is more of the popular vote and more of the people have a say into what particular platform. That's a democracy, in my opinion. But Cindy handed me some facts that I will read that will prove that I'm wrong, and I don't know shit. Thank you, everybody. The difference between a democracy versus republic. By Cindy. The key difference between a democracy and a republic lies in the limits placed on government by law. That's right. Which has implications by minority rights. Both forms of government tend to use a representational system, i.e. citizens vote to elect politicians to represent their interests and form the government. In a republic, a constitution or charter of rights protects certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government, even if it has been elected by a majority of the voters. This just proves that we are Republican, because it's even saying a republic. It's even saying that even though we can go by the government and we go with rule law, it says here that even if the people get an uprising and they don't like what they hear and they want to change it, it basically is saying too damn bad. We are a republic.
The Constitution gives you that right.
What? The Constitution doesn't... We are a republic, lady.
No, we're a democratic.
Yeah, but it's not too damn bad. If you want to change it, you got to change it. It's not too damn bad, Brian. If the public, if the people is not happy about something, let's say they want to change the Second Amendment, they have to basically have two-thirds of the Senate that basically accepts to change that.
Because of the Constitution.
Of the Constitution.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't change the Second Amendment. You have to get two-thirds of the people of Senate to change it.
Both of you guys are agreeing on the same thing. And it's very difficult. So it's like, it's just, so basically, I will explain it again, and I understand. But the best I could explain it to you, and best what I read and I understood, republic is governed by the rules of law, but your Congress, your senator, and your laws, and your you vote. The majority of the vote, and when Stanley says if we were a democracy, Hillary Clinton would have won. What he meant by that is she won by the popular vote, which is for the people. The people say, and if we were a true democracy, she would be the president of the United States because we would go by what the majority of the people want. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. But since we are a republic and we set these rules for the electoral vote, we cannot go by the most popular vote or most popular things that people want, i.e. abortion, if you want to put that on the plate. Because the majority of the people are saying that they don't want Roe versus Wade reversed. They want it back.
Yeah.
They want women to have – there's more people that says freedom of choice. And if we listen to them, it would be the majority, which it is the majority, because it's 85% of people want Roe versus Wade back for a woman to make her choice. But
no, they want to have Roe versus Wade. They want it to become a federal, because when the Supreme Court decided Roe versus it was federal. That's why every state had to respect Roe versus Wade. That gave every state. You had basically the right to have an abortion. But since Roe versus Wade got overturned, it turned back to the state. So every state makes their own decision. That means New York can have abortion, California could have abortion, but Texas cannot have abortion, I think, until 15 weeks. So there's some states that will accept abortion, some states that will not accept abortion. But abortion is not illegal in the United States. There's just some states that accept it and some states that doesn't. Every state is basically responsible for their citizens. That's
right.
The only
and
thing that
goes
the
back
Supreme
to
Court.
Republic. It goes back to the Republic of Laws. I go back again to when they don't do this anymore. Since you took God out of – well, somebody said something that's really smart. They go, well, we're looking for God, and schools are being shot up. And people in the United States, you know, gunmen are going into schools and they're killing kids. Somebody says, well, that's what happens when you take God out of school. Think about it.
No. If you take God out of school. Yeah.
Before I was born, they used to have a morning prayer, I think, in schools. I really think they did. But when I was a kid, they had the Pledge of Allegiance. It tells you in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will say it again, I pledge allegiance to the flag. God, can you imagine? It sounds like you're recruiting little soldiers, right? It's like mind control when I'm looking at this. If I was a hippie, it's like, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Oh, my God, my kids are the government is taking over their minds. What do you mean you pledge your allegiance to the United States of America? Wow. And to the republic for which it stands. No, kid, no. One nation under God. Oh, shit. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Wow. If you think about it now and having these little kids like 6 years old repeating that, I pledge allegiance. You're pledging your allegiance at six? Stop it, kid. Can you imagine that now that you read it? But it does say, and to the republic for which it stands. That should solve what you're saying. For which it stands. Stanley is correct, folks. Done.
But the problem is right now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Done. Yes, Daddy. Continue.
And the problem is, and you have the right as a citizen, basically, to not be happy about every election. So when Biden says that MAGA Republicans are not for democracy, first of all, he's lying. He's not democracy, it's republic, so he should change that language. And second of all, when he's saying that, if we go into what he's saying, that you are basically against democracy, I would go back to Biden and say, okay, if we're going to have that is the new rule, then what happened in 2016 when a lot of Democrats were basically saying that basically Donald Trump was not a legal, was illegit, it was not the president, shouldn't be the president because of the Russia thing. A lot of people said that Donald Trump was not the president.
Well, that'd be fair. Some people said Obama was not their president. We can go back
exactly.
We can go back with
and
democracy
we can go back
where
again,
you have the right
can,
to choose. Do yeah, you we, recognize the person who's a commander-in-chief at this point? You're president of the United States of America. Now, Trump brought that shit in. Even Nixon, disgraced Nixon, we knew that he was our president, but he was a disgraced one. We don't pick and choose who's our president. The majority or the electoral vote or the republic tells us who's the president by our voting. So when you're a Republican and you say, I denounce Obama as the president of the United States, you are a traitor to this country.
Yeah, but we never did that, Brian. If we're going to do that, we never did that. Nobody believed that George Bush was the president when he went against Gore. Remember that? It went all the way. A lot of people said George Bush should have never been president. He was not a legal president because of the Florida shit. A lot of people believe that George Bush should have never been president.
Well, at that point, I remember voting for that point. At that point, there was a lot of discrepancies in the voting. And Gore, who is honorable man, says, you know what? I'm not going to challenge this. I'm not going to challenge. But they say, Gore, if you don't challenge this, Bush will be president. He goes, I will not challenge this because I will not let the presidency go down that way and have people suspect who's the real president. So therefore, I'm stepping down. George Bush is now the president of the United States. That's what happened. And that's the same thing what happened with Nixon and Kennedy. Nixon landed.
Yeah.
I remember this in civic. If you guys remember civic class. No, none of you guys took civic class in high school. Who am I talking to? When Nixon was running against Kennedy, and Nixon was going to a rally. His plane landed. The Secret Service was there. One guy ran up to Nixon and showed him the newspaper. And in the newspaper, it said that they found a lot of people who were voting for Kennedy did not exist. They were dead. They were immigrants. They were not citizens, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of those votes should not have counted. They went to Nixon, and they said, Nixon, look, we have a lot of discrepancies. You could take this. We could question what's going on here. And Nixon says, no, I will not do this to the presidency of the United States of America. I will not do this to the people of the United States of America. We will let it run and let John F. Kennedy. The only person who did not do it was Donald Trump, who tried to stop it. But you had Nixon, you had Gore, and you had other presidents who said, I will not do this to bring suspicion to the presidency of the United States of America. Donald Trump was only one that said, fuck this, and there was no, and they said, okay, we will look into Donald Trump. That's fair. That is fair, Mr. Trump.
Yes.
If there's discrepancies, let's look at it. But all of a sudden, Marjorie Greene started hiring people to go into voting bins, and they're trying to change this with Chads. Chads, I'm going back to Gore and Bush with the Chads, with the hanging Chads. But this is something else. He tried to overturn the voting, and he tried to stop the certification. No president ever did
but,
that because they knew
but,
if they
Brian,
didn't.
Brian, in 2016, the Democrats tried to do the same thing. There was a bunch of senators. Yes. Go to 2016.
When did the Democrats do the same thing?
They did the same thing. You don't remember in 2016 there was a bunch of basically congressmen and senators that were basically trying to stop the vote and stop not saying that. And at every time, what's his name? Who was the vice president? Biden had to gavel the thing, say, if there's no senators that's going to represent you, we cannot stop the vote. Every time he had to gavel, and said, we're objecting this, we're objecting this electoral vote because it was not good. We object this one.
What was the end result, though? The end result was the same thing that Mike Pence did.
Yeah, the end result was the same thing that Mike Pence did, which was Donald Trump became president. Same thing that happened in 2020 when senators from the Republican tried to do the same thing as Democrats. They did the same thing in the Congress, saying, we object. From Ted Cruz to different Republicans did the same thing. So you cannot say when Democrat does it, it's okay. But when Republican does it, we're traitors. No, you can't have it both ways. And we have videotape that the Democrat did the same thing in 2016. It even went worse. If you go to 2016, there was even some actor in Hollywood that asked the elector not to accept the vote of Donald Trump, because when you vote, it goes to the elector, and the elector has to accept the 57th vote or the of every state. It doesn't go just there. It's not because you voted. Let's say Donald Trump won, Texas. It has to go to electors, and the electors decide, yes, we accept that Donald Trump won 27th vote.
Stanley, I was watching it live, where they had to fake the electors. I remember seeing this. They went to, I think it was Georgia. They had a table outside. No, at first they tried to get in. And there was a security, there was a policeman there. And the woman says, we are the electors. And the policeman says, you are not the electors. They're already inside. They already been accounted for. These were people hired by Nancy Green, the crazy woman who's... Damn it, Marjorie Green. These were people who were hired by Marjorie Green. So they tried to get in. The policeman says, you are not the electors. They're already here. And then they tried to go away, and the reporter saying, who sent you? And they basically ran away. You can't, I can play that for you. In fact, I can play that for you. If you don't believe it, I was watching it live when it happened. And then they all tried to help Donald Trump by sabotaging the votes. It's a fact, Jack. Now, they just went back, to be fair. They didn't implicate Donald Trump, but they implicated Marjorie Greene, who is a QAnon person that is really a Trump supporter. So it's not connected to Trump, but when you're going to do that, there is some shenanigans that are going on. But the fact of the matter is this, Stanley. The fact of the matter is this. Yes, throughout history, and I'm not that old. I mean, I remember when me and George Washington went to high school together. But I'm just trying to say, throughout history, there's always been, yes, controversy.
Yes.
There's always
John
been
Adams,
the voting.
Yeah. If you
want
to go through history,
been,
yeah.
Huh?
There has been controversy. Look at John Adams and what's his name? It was Thomas Jefferson versus John Adams to become president. There was controversy with that one.
Right. But what, you know, it's a theory that I have personally. I don't know if you could take it as what I believe. Everybody has flaws, or everybody do something. But you know, when you get hit and knocked down, what you do afterwards is who your character is. What do you do? When your wife leaves you and you feel, and I'm expanding this, so maybe you get what I'm saying. If your wife leaves you, or you found that your wife is cheating or girlfriend is cheating on you, and you're hurt so bad, what you do next shows who you are, meaning, this relationship is not working out. Both of y'all get the hell out of my house, and I will see you in court, and I will take everything you have, bitch, or if you punch her in the face and kill him. Who, what you do next determines who you are and what character you are. What I'm trying to say is, yes, since the beginning of Washington, if you watch Hamilton and you watch all that shit, there's been controversy about voting. Yes, we're not saying there's not. And they have been caught. They have been caught. We can go back with the Nixon thing. Yes. But what you do next determine who you are. What Donald Trump did next determine who he is. And by saying that you're trying to stop the certification of power, of transfer of power, is wrong. Whether
I have no problem of saying that it was wrong.
Okay.
But the problem I have is when Democrats are trying to teach me lessons, say, well, you did wrong. And I could go back to 2000 and say, no. You don't want to play that game because you Democrats did the same thing for the last 4 years for Donald Trump. Do not act like a Democrat in 2016 would have said, you know what, Donald Trump won and it's okay. Then I would have come to your show and say, you are completely right. But that's not what happened in 2016. People were in the street praising, saying, not my president, going everywhere and crashing everything. The senators and congressmen were saying that he's not the president. We're objecting what he is. And for the last 4 years, we had the Russia thing that told him that he was not supposed to be the president. So Democrat has no lesson to say to Republicans. You know, period. If Democrat would have said in 2016, we accept that Donald Trump was, without any controversy, then I would have said, you know what, I agree with you then, but you cannot have it both ways. That's what we call being hypocrite. In 2016, Democrat did the same thing that happened in 2020. Period.
Well, I agree.
And don't forget, you remember in 2016, there were some actors that basically did the ad that basically said, please do not let Donald Trump become president. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember that they had a black man who was running for president, and they said that he was not born in the United States, that he was not a citizen.
Yeah, I remember that. That was wrong.
And they went worse.
That was wrong.
Hey, Danny, they went worse.
That was wrong.
We first had a, Danny, want to hear how bad it is? We got a beautiful black lady. Finally, we got a beautiful black lady in office. Beautiful black lady. And she can send messages to black girls that you can do something, achieve something. She went to Harvard. She went to Princeton. She did everything right. And you got these motherfuckers who call her a man. They won't even let her have the dignity to be a woman, for Christ's sake. How bad is that, Stanley? To call Michelle Obama a man? How disgusting. And how disgraceful that you can't even have a beautiful black first lady in the United States if you have to call her a monkey or a man. How do you feel about that?
No, that was wrong. I'm not gonna. That was wrong in everything. But let's not act like Democrats are the perfect angel when they're not. That's why I deplore what Joe Biden said.
No.
You know?
No.
Joe Biden should have never done his speech. Joe Biden should have talked about the issue that all Americans face. Which are the issues that all Americans face? Inflation?
Well, you can't have it
Danny,
you can't have it both ways. One, you like Trump because he fights back. We have Biden, for a while, Biden wouldn't even mention Trump's name. And then Trump started to go after him like a motherfucker. And Biden's from old
school.
Biden went against him,
other motherfucker, because he did something that no ever president did. He raided the place of Mar-a-Lago for the president. You never
did. Did they find what they were raiding for? They were right.
No, they were not
they
right. They were still going.
It was a whole
no,
year.
No, we're not.
Clearly.
Because
it was a whole year. It wasn't that they just raided Mar-a-Lago. It was a whole year. They said, please, Mr. President, there are some documents that we need. Can
you
send it? Trump says, yes, I'll send it.
It
was a year they were talking to this guy.
Yes, but you do not do that. Brian, you do not do that. He's a president. He's the ex-president.
He is no longer the president, and he stole some shit.
Brian, as a president,
you in a hotel room, right? You and I are getting ready. There's going to be a major tennis tournament. I said, hey, Stanley, I got two tickets to this hotel room. You're next door, right? I'm in the other room, right? And you and I are staying there for about a week because we're going to visit, we're going to go to the match, Wimbledon, right? We're in London. And I said, you look at me and you go, you see the towel sticking out of my suitcase. What are you doing? I'm taking some towels. You can't just take the towels. I'm taking the towels, Stanley. You can't do it. You know, you see towels in there. You see the robe that I took in there. You see shit I took, right? And you're saying, knowing you, how moral you are, you can't take that. You can't take the towel. You can't take what are you doing? You can't take that. I'm saying, yes, Stanley, I can. Because it belongs to me. It doesn't belong to me. It's the same thing with Donald Trump.
Yeah, but there's a
it
problem, Ryan.
There's
a problem with what you think. The problem is he's a special person. He's the ex-president. And as ex-president, I'm sorry to say, he has more right than us.
So you're saying the ex-president is above the law?
No, I'm saying, well, I'm sorry, the ex-president and everything, all of them have basically are the special group, and you cannot go against them. That's why we didn't go against George Bush.
Why would he have secret nuclear missiles? Why would he have all that?
No idea, Brian. That is for him to explain. And until we have basically...
our security. Stanley, we know that Donald Trump is, he needs
some
money.
You think that ex-president doesn't have secret information about that? They all do. They all do. George Bush has secret information.
I think why they're there, yes.
Really?
You
think Obama doesn't have they are special group, Brian. Once you're in the group as president, there's information that you know that will always stay until you die. Basically, George Bush, Obama, Biden, Trump, Kennedy, Nixon, they all have information that they'll think and they know until they die because they're president.
Okay.
There's information
that
you will never find out because they're president.
Okay.
I'm sure Trump or Obama, the first day they came in, they said, let us tell you the truth, Mr. President. Here are some special information you must know. And I'm sure both of them freaked the hell out when they saw the real truth about a lot of information. That will never come back to the public, ever.
Okay. As you can see, I got the great Stanley in the studio. He's our own Stanley. I am Brian Hammer. I have to just let people know, I'll take one of these... you know, radio, what do you call it, a radio spot to let people know if they just tuned in who they're listening to. So bear with me for a minute. You're listening to me and Stanley. It's the Stanley and Brian Show. Hammer 96.7. If you'd like to come in the studio, you can. The number is 319-527-6099. Again, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard worldwide. That's the number that you get to talk to Stanley. We are having a good talk. Now, what we've got to do is take a little break. If people need to go to the bathroom, they need to come into the studio and let them know the show is going. I'm going to get another cup of coffee. Don't leave because we're coming back. It's only 2 minutes.
Put some good news in. Don't put some violent rap news in. Don't put some. This is a disclaimer. Whatever music you hear from it, we are not responsible for the music. This has nothing to do with the Brian and Hammer Show. We will not be responsible for this. It is the choice of Brian, but we will not be responsible for the Brian and Hammer Show. Thank you for your cooperation.
Oh, Stanley. Well, this is the music I'm going to play. I'm going to get if Stanley is such an upstanding young man, and if I had a son, if I ever had a son, it would be like, I want him to be like Stanley. I do. I want him to ask the questions. I want him to be informative. And here's how it would be if Stanley was my son. So we're going to go back, and let's say Stanley's my son. So let's put Stanley 8 years old. And I'm his father, and it will go like this, and we'll be right back with more Brian the Hammer Jackson Show, Keeping the Bar Low with Bill Barr, says the Department of Justice is very close to indict Donald Trump. We're going to get right to that story after this. Stanley's my son, and if Stanley were my son, it would go like this.
Dad, why do we have rules?
Well, so people can live together in peace and harmony.
I don't know if we have too many rules or not enough.
Maybe we have too many people.
Then we need more rules.
Then we have less freedom.
What do we do about that?
Eddie, you've just put your small thumb on a big question.
Did you ever try to think of just nothing?
Yeah, pretty hard, isn't it?
Yeah, something always keeps sneaking in there.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. She's a one-boy, cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him, it's not very fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking sun to sun, cause he's my best friend. Yeah, he's my best friend. La 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 la.
Yeah. That's how it'd be if Stanley was my son.
Anyway. Oh, well,
you're listening to the Hammering Radio Network. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and that is Stanley. Hey, Stanley, you know, I'm glad you're here because I want to play some stuff, and I do want your opinion, because you have a different opinion than what I do as far as politics go. But before we do play that, you have a sense of humor. You have a sense of humor. And I want you to listen to this. God, it's so long, though. Make a comment on this. You know who Cat Williams is, Stanley? Cat Williams is a comedian. Do you know who he is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you know who Dave Chappelle is. Here's a little take of them on Donald Trump. Tell me if you agree with it. Here we go. Just a little. Let me see if I can get this in the beginning. This is just a little bit of humor for a little bit. Here it is. Dave Chappelle versus Cat Williams on Donald Trump. And Cat Williams up first. Here we go. And let's see if you agree.
Trump is in there. Trump didn't wait. We didn't have to worry what the... Fuck that. But it's new shit now. Trump is in there. And Trump didn't wait. We didn't have to worry what the fuck Trump was finna do. Trump got on that shit immediately. Day one, Trump was on his shit. He announced his motherfucking cabinet. It was Hitler, Satan, Darth Vader. God damn, Trump. He showed up with stormtroopers and shit. Dun, 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 dun. Trump don't give a fuck. Trump don't follow nobody's rules. The president supposed to be at the White House. Our president is wherever the fuck he wanna be. He in New York, he in the South, playing golf. Our president don't give a fuck. They used to say, will your president be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning to answer the phone if it rings? Shit, yeah, our president is up. Our president is a vampire. That motherfucker sent 23 tweets at 12:30. What the fuck is you talking about? That motherfucker is on it. Like, if they had a nice, sensible president, now we finna see what America's like with a motherfucking bully in that bitch. Trump don't give a fuck. The president's supposed to think of something, then talk about it with the Senate and the Congress, pass a bill, and then do it. Trump don't give a fuck. Trump sent off 50 missiles to Syria while he was in his bathroom with an Xbox One controller. See what they say when they see that shit. Trump don't give a fuck. That motherfucker is on it, whatever the fuck it is. Barack Obama was in office 8 years. He did 8 things. He's in office 8 years. He did 8 things. Trump been in office 100 days. He done 100 fucked up thing. Every time he wake up, he just sign another fucked up piece of paper. Wait till they see this when they wake the fuck up, since they want to talk.
We'll be going back and forth with that. What do you think, Stanley? Come on, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, there's some stuff that I agree to a certain degree. There's more, but come on, man. Come on. I wonder what he's going to say about Joe Biden. Does he know just what Joe Biden? He doesn't know?
Oh, they do. They do. I play that next, but we'll keep playing that. That's funny, though. That's funny. Even if you're a Trump supporter, you have to laugh at that. That's funny shit. You know, but here's something that's not so funny. And Stanley is sensitive. I'm sensitive because we do feel when somebody's hurt. You know, we're going to get on our main story, but there's some stuff that's been in the news lately that's really disturbing. There's a person called iCarly star. I guess it's a Nickelodeon show called iCarly. I think I vaguely heard of it, but anyway, the star of the show, her name is Jeanette McCurdy. Was very interesting. You know, as much as sometimes we're not born with the right parents, and when I say that, there's abuse going on. And back in my day, you just don't write a book about it, go on social media and whatever. You hide this shit because it's humiliating. It's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? You hide the shit. But and no matter how bad it gets, you don't say out loud, you're glad your mother's dead. I mean, even when you hear this story, she says, I am so glad she's dead. As much as you're hearing my voice, some people out there with abused parents and what they did to you and blah, 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 I don't know if you could come out and say, I'm glad the bitch is dead. I don't know if they could even say that. You would say, well, I didn't go to the funeral because she was a bad mother, or I didn't do it. He was an abused father, and my father raped me and everything, but he was a bad guy. But I don't think anybody has come out to say, I'm glad the nigga's dead, or I'm glad the bitch is dead. I haven't heard that. But she did it. And when I said, okay, what did the mother do so wrong that she could even say it? And remember, she's a star now, or whatever, Nickelodeon kids know who she is. Here's a headline. iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy says her narcissistic mother bathes with her and her 16-year-old brother as a control tactic. So here you are. In the bathtub. Now, we're not talking shower. Shower, you can still have some space. You can back up. You got some room in a shower. But when you're in the bathtub, you can't move anywhere. And then you put stuff. I don't know if you ever. I did this one time all my life, and they thought they were romantic. I had a one-night stand with a woman. Yes, many of them. It was a holiday. I had nothing to do. Went over her. Went over there, hit it, and I was going to quit it. She goes, where are you going? I'm going outside. She goes, well, aren't you going to take a shower? And I remember that I should take a shower because she was messy. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. I'll run the bath. Seriously, I'll run the bath for you. Oh, I was in Boston. Beautiful lady. Oh, and it was this Victorian tub right on the middle of wooden floors. Come on, I only saw that in the movies. Yeah. I go, okay. She goes, I'll bring some wine. That's all true. I go, oh, you know, I'm 26, 27. I'm treated like a king. King Brian. Bubbles there. I get my black ass in that tub. Bubbles around me. I go, hey, this is cool. Never had it. She's treating me like a king. You know what I mean? And not like Rodney King. A regular king, a royal king. So I'm sliding in the tub. There's my wine. And then I'm looking at it and going, what the hell's going on here? And all of a sudden, she took off her robe. I'm going, what's going on here? You know, I'm enjoying do you want to take off your robe somewhere else? I mean, I'm enjoying a warm bath and everything. And all of a sudden, oh, shit, she slid in the tub. I'm going, I mean, we just went through this. We had sex. Enough is enough. It's my time, right? She slid in the tub, and next thing you know, feet on feet, and you're cramped up like a sardine. And it's like, ah, oh, welcome to my space. You're so close. So when this woman, iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy, says her mother bathed with her and her 16-year-old brother, can you imagine three people in a tub? One is your mother, fully naked. You are a female of 11 years old, naked, and your 16-year-old brother in the same tub, naked. Stanley, can you imagine that? Oh, here's gorgeous. Hello, beautiful. Hello, Miss Melissa.
Good morning.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi.
Hey, beautiful.
Huh?
No, I don't want to take out no baths with your parents when you're 16, right?
Stanley said, hello, beautiful.
Hi, Stanley. How are you?
There you go.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. Now, that's like, is there anything wrong with that? But think for a minute.
Everything is wrong. Everything.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Give me one. There are some people, before you answer, there are some people, and I know some of them, who have raised their kids to be nudists. They do everything naked together. They walk around the house naked together. They eat naked together. They're growing up naked together. They go to nudist camps, nudist school together. You see nothing wrong with it. There was one lady, before you answer, there was one lady who was indicted, believe it or not. I think you remember the story. She was a photographer. This happened maybe 3 years ago, that she had little infants. And when I say infants, what, 6 months old and maybe 3 years old? They were kids. And she thought it was so cute that she took pictures of them playing with suds on their head in the bathtub while they were taking their bath. And she thought it was so cute, so she posted them because they were like art photos to her. Somebody got upset and saying that was child abuse, and they were going to take her kids away. Now, before we get all Christian moral out, here's what she said. She said, divorced herself, and you're right. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying what it is. Her naked mother went into the bathtub with her, who was 11, and her 16-year-old brother, as a control tactic. Now, they didn't say anything sexual abuse. It gets even worse. She was talking about, she wrote about her abusive relationship with her mother in her memoir. She said her mother forced 11-year-old McCurdy, which is the woman, girl, and her 16-year-old brother to shower together. She said this on the show, Red Tabletop. She said she recognizes it as a control tactic and detailed others her mom used. This is all about control, not about sex. She said, McCurdy, award-winning actress known for her role as Sam Puckett, she wrote in her memoirs, I'm glad my mom died. Let's go with that. I'm glad my mom died. Is that wrong? I mean, is that a little harsh to even just say that? That's the title of your memoir. I'm glad my mom died. Right there. Is that wrong? I'm glad my mom died.
I don't know.
Who says that?
Somebody
she said
who
her
was
mother
to bathe with her brother? Come on.
Yeah?
He's 16. That's really gross.
What? It's just water.
But beautiful, if you think that's gross, did you hear about Joe Biden, the daughter of Joe Biden?
I don't want to hear any of that fucking propaganda today. No.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to hear it. You're Stanley.
So you think it's propaganda, the journal of the daughter of Joe Biden that said that Joe Biden was doing...
do you really believe this?
I'm just informing. I don't know. The journal of the daughter of Joe Biden says some stuff.
Oh, come on.
I
when you
know.
Find it, send it to me and I'll read it.
And Stanley, do you believe that Donald Trump bought a teenage beauty pageant and used to hang backstage where the girls were taken, where they were undressed and they were underage, that Trump used to hang out there?
and the girls said that Trump used to come in the backstage, and they're like 16, 15, 16, and 17, when it was, when he bought Miss Teenage America and started talking to the girls?
And he grabbed him by the pussy.
He grabbed him by the little pussy.
Well, the grab by the pussy, I'm sorry. Oh, a lot of guys say that beautiful. He's not the only one.
What? Come on. Come on. Laughing.
Wait. You make it sound like you women, when we go to your barbershop for women, you don't talk the same way with men. I went to the barbershop for women. You women are even more crooked, more rude than this. Oh, I did this with him as a man. You can see what I did with his, you know what, to the man. I heard some women say shit that I couldn't believe. You make it sound, oh, I can't believe men said those things. Women can do the same shit when we go to your barbershop. You just got the same little
one-up on this one. I can add to this conversation. I was a hairstylist. You knew that, right?
Repeat, okay. What did you say?
I was a hairstylist. I did that for work.
Oh, I didn't know.
And
that.
I never, ever, ever had a client get in my chair and talk about their sex life. Ever.
Well, are you telling me? Are you telling me at your barbershop there was no some women conversation in your barbershop?
No, women. A lot of women want to talk about their problems.
Melissa, I love you to death, but I have to interject. When I went to the barbershop, that's what we talked about, was sex and the girl in the neighborhood. Did you get any?
Absolutely not.
It's kind of different at a barbershop than a beauty salon, though. I have to say, it's different.
Are you saying that women don't talk about when they got that guy? Or are you saying to be beautiful that when there was a hot guy, women didn't say, "Woo, did you see? I went that 2 minutes there."
Oh, yeah,
not
come on.
When
so
you work, no,
talk.
A client would never sit in your chair. But amongst friends? Yeah, sure.
Yes, amongst friends. I'm not saying in front of you. Amongst friends in the barbershop when they know no man is there. Okay, no man is there. We can tell the truth now.
Stanley, I wish, you know, Brian, I wish I could give Stanley a big hug and tell him everything will be okay.
I know, Melissa.
So beautiful. You're the hairstylist. I'm asking you this. Are you telling me when women were alone, there's no men in the barbershop and everything? They're among friends.
Yeah, but I don't go to a man's barbershop. I don't know.
No, I'm talking about the woman thing, the woman barbershop.
No, they do not. No.
Tell me,
maybe the girls go with each other. But not with your clients. Absolutely not. No.
No, when they were with each other. I'm not saying when they were with each other at the barbershop talking.
Sure.
They didn't see, let's say there was a muscular man all ripping everything. They didn't say, girl, I wish I had 2 minutes with him.
Yeah, but not clients.
I think it was uncomfortable. There used to be a beauty shop. It was like a student beauty shop called Marinello's. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Marinello's. Well, they had little shops called Marinello's House of Beauty. And what they were students. They were students, you know, trying to put in their hours. Yeah, it was a school.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they would put in their hours and everything. And you used to go there as a struggling actor. I went there because the prices were like half off and everything because they were students. They needed people to work on. And so it was a beauty shop. I mean, women got their nails done and whatever. That's when I went to get a Jerry curl, whatever. I remember I was under the dryer with my little curlers. Put that image in your face. Hammer under the dryer with his hair curlers. Big giant curlers, too. Hurt my head. And then after I got out, I remember this. So the girl finally, it seemed like forever I was under the dryer. And the woman come to me and says, okay, come to the chair. They took out the curls, right? And I had like 6 and 7 women of the school in my face around me as the woman slowly unrolled each curler, smiling at me in my face saying, oh, that looks good. Oh, girl, that did really – I mean, you know, and it was a school, let's just be honest, but it was still uncomfortable. Women do oogle men, at some of these beauty parlors. That's all I'm saying. Some of them. Okay, that story went downhill. But anyway, I don't know where that went. I'm just saying, in the beauty shop, I'm sure there's some women.
Stanley, I wish you would stop and really see the forest for the trees.
What do you mean, beautiful?
Just, this is so terrible. What's happened? It's just terrible. The way Trump is acting, it's terrible.
Why is it terrible when Democrats have been acting that way? Okay. Why are you saying, let me understand your point of view. Why are you saying it's terrible?
Okay. It just incites anger. And
okay.
It stirs things up, and it's just
okay.
Terrible.
Okay. When okay. So you have, the problem you have with Trump
says.
Is that he incites anger, and what else?
Just confusion, and he was the
okay.
other day. I think he brought up talking about Elizabeth Warren again, calling her Pocahontas,
okay.
and I'm
okay.
like, this is so stupid.
We've
okay.
seen that movie. He's playing his old hits again from 2016, but we have seen that movie, and they're not responding
okay.
to it anymore. You know, he's playing his favorite hits, like a singer who don't have any new things anymore. He's going back to his just singing his old hits of the 60s.
Everything that you're saying, beautiful, I agree. He's bringing that and everything. The question I want to ask, since I'm being honest with you, do you think that
yeah.
Democrat didn't do that before Trump?
I never heard anybody do that.
Let's be honest and everything. Before Trump, put Trump aside. Look at Republicans, how they were. What did we have as Republicans? We had Romney. We had John McCain. We had George Bush. We had George Bush 1, George Bush 2. We had Ronald Reagan. Okay?
Yep.
Let's go to that and everything. How did the Democrat treat George Bush? Did they treat him with respect? Did they not call him names? Did they not say some shit and everything that was confusing and everything? Or was Democrat completely nice with George Bush and everything?
I don't remember this stuff going on.
No, I'm asking you how
so personal. I don't remember this
about,
either, Sally. It wasn't
I'm
so personal.
About George Bush.
Trump actually
if we're going to be honest,
people.
Let's be honest.
No, we are being honest.
How?
Trump attacks people viciously.
I'm not talking about Trump. I'm saying put Trump aside. Let's
okay.
talk about
okay.
George Bush. When George Bush
All
was
right.
the president and the torture
right.
thing happened, did the Democrat treat George Bush with respect and everything was okay?
Even Republicans had a problem with George Bush.
Okay.
It's just the way it is, politics, Kelly.
I'm not talking about having problems. I'm going to what she said. She said that they were ratted. I'm asking you, Democrats, if you're going to be honest, go to your history. Was Democrat treated George Bush with respect? Were they not calling him names? Were they not doing some stuff that was really bad to Republicans?
And
that
we go far back. We're called Reagan names. Stanley, that's just a democracy.
I'm going to what she said. She said that Donald Trump
okay.
is a problem because he's racist and everything. I'm asking you, Democrats, be honest. If we're going to have a country together, you got to be honest and look at yourself and say, did we as Democrats do those things, yes or no? And that's what I'm asking, beautiful, because I'm ready to tell
you
the honest truth.
I'm not knowing where he's going with this. I don't know.
I'm going to witness that the reason
really
I'm going
attacked.
Okay, I'm going with this, that I want you to be honest. During the time that George Bush, how did Democrats treat George Bush? How did Democrats treat George Bush during that time?
Wonderfully.
They didn't, beautiful. Okay, that's one example.
Okay,
look at this.
Okay.
Okay, that's another example. Romney. How did Democrats treat Romney when he tried to become president?
Not like this stuff, not calling names
Do you remember what Joe Biden said about Romney when he tried to become president?
No, what did he say?
Which is one of the most racist thing I ever heard of a vice president ever to say to a person who's trying to become president? Do you remember? Remember when he said, when Romney was trying to become president and Joe Biden said in live TV, you better vote for us because he's trying to, you better vote for us because he's trying to bring you back in chain like before. What do you think that back in chain means? That means if you don't vote for us, Romney's going to bring you back in slavery, back in chains like before. That's
oh
from
my
Joe Biden.
God.
Trump almost did it. But
no,
the thing about
Brian,
it is,
Brian, you remember, Brian, you remember when Joe Biden said that about Romney? He's going to bring you back in chain if black people didn't vote for Democrat. Remember that?
See, you're being hypocritical because you and I say that things are so sensitive. That
am I not being honest, Brian? Am I not being
if
honest?
He said it, you know what? I don't remember him saying it, but I don't disagree. Okay, he said it. I'll just say that. But you know
okay,
what?
But that was not crass to say that back in chain and everything.
If I could pull up with, I can go with the most disgusting statement. No, but if you're gonna open that door, Sammy, I gotta come in.
No, I want us to be honest.
Door,
beautiful,
I gotta come in.
The door with Trump. Beautiful,
Sammy?
Open the door with Trump and ask me.
Okay,
to
you
say,
open
I want
that
Democrats.
Door. Okay,
yes,
then
I want to
say the most disgusting. Wait,
I want. Okay, I want to open that door because I want beautiful to be
okay.
honest. I just give an
all
example.
All right, then we will. You got to be honest, okay. too. Then I heard what you're saying. Listen to me. You got to hear what I'm saying because it's a two-way conversation. I agree. I did not hear that. I might have heard that, and I'm not disputing he said it. And if you're asking me, did he say it and you believe it, I kind of agree with you because if you're saying it, I agree with you. He said it. Was it disgusting? Yes, I agree. But you opened the door that I think there's another most disgusting thing. There was a rally by Donald Trump. A woman got killed. So I know, listen, you opened the door, I'm allowed to step in. A guy in a car or a truck ran through the crowd and ran over this person. They died. They died there. Donald Trump came up and made an announcement, and he says they were good people on both sides. They were not good people on both sides. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. So if you want to,
no,
Stanley,
okay, but
come on now.
Yeah, but the people on both sides, if you listen to the whole space, even said it. I am not talking about the people who are white supremacists and everything. That's what he said also, Brian.
No, he said he was talking. I'll bring it up.
Right,
that's not what he said. But what I'm trying to say is when you say a quote
Brian, bring the whole quote. That's what he said.
When you say a quote, you know what you just did to me there? You said... Okay, he said it. I admit that he said it, but then you put context in that quote.
No,
so you didn't do that.
I'm not putting context. He even said it. I am not talking about the white supremacists.
I'm saying, okay, he said it. I'm agreeing with you.
There were some people that was basically there to basically, they were not happy that basically a statue of their Robert Lee was going down. There was people there that basically was mad against that. He was not
But you started off with saying that so-and-so just said the most racist thing in the world. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Fine, he did. But I'm going to also quote your guy. This woman got killed, by the way. A guy ran his truck through the rally supporting your guy, and when he came on TV to make a statement, he said there were good people on both sides. That was it.
I remember it. No,
okay, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
That was not it. You forgot the whole quote. I am not talking about white supremacists and Nazis. And then he said there was good people on both sides.
The other people were yelling white supremacist rhetoric. They had tiki course. They had the little tiki courses from Walmart,
and
for Christ's sake.
And that's the reason he said, I am not talking about the Rice Presidents and the Nazis. They
should
be put
okay, you know what?
Completely.
By the end of the show, I will bring that up because I think you misquoted.
Up, bring it up.
I will bring it up by the end of the show. First, we got to get
no
to the, we haven't
bring
even got
up,
to the
Brian.
Show yet. Yes. Yes. I haven't got to the show yet. But to calm things down, Stanley brought up a point. One thing is you have a loud mouth. Hear me out, Stanley, because it's almost on your side if you just hear me out. One thing is you have a loud mouth who is no longer with the government. We're talking about Donald Trump. He can say anything he wants to. We all say it. Comedians do it and everything. But another thing is when you have the sitting president of the United States calling you out, saying that you're a racist, you're a terrorist, and the people who support you are extremists and just as bad, and they're a danger to our democracy. Now, a sitting president is saying this about a former president and the people who are supporting him. Now, again, I want you to listen to the difference. Trump is now a citizen. He's a regular folks like you and I. He's buried in I mean, he's not buried. He's dead. Sorry, subliminal. He's in Mar-a-Lago. He's retired. He's a regular Joe. Now, he could say anything he wants to because he's not running the government. He's not part of the government. It's not going to affect anything what the government is doing in government business. Like me and Stanley and Melissa right now talking. But when you have a sitting president who says, and it goes throughout the world with the world leaders and can affect how people look at our view throughout the world, and they know who former President Trump is, that Donald Trump is basically a terrorist, that he's an extremist, and the people who support him are basically crazy or on the extreme, on the verge, they're trying to destroy our democracy. Does that put a lot of weight on it? Is that wrong? Or can the president just do this? I know Biden's getting pissed off, but this is the second time, third time he's doing it. Trump got pissed off. But does Trump have the right to get pissed off? As Trump went after, when Trump was president, he went after a lot of people, made fun of them, even made fun of his own cabinet. And when they left him, he called them rhinos and called them names and disgraced them too. Half the people who wrote shit about Trump were Republicans who worked under his administration. That's how we found out most of the shit about the dude. And they left and they retired. They got away from the dude. His own wife is living in another section of the hotel because she doesn't want anything to do with him. But as it may, the Republicans are saying, well, that is wrong what Biden just said. But they have the short memories of when Trump and his own administration and how he attacked his own people and calling them rhinos and weak. Fake news is a lie. Our government's bullshit. Or even worse, I believe Putin versus I believe our own people, our own intelligence. Why would Putin lie? That's what Donald Trump told the world. I believe him versus I believe our own little government. And how about when he was interviewed and when they're saying Putin was a bad guy and everything, and Trump said on live news, well, we're not so good either. We have done bad things too. Was he being smart? No. Was he being right? Yes. But should he have said it?
Yeah, we would.
I don't know. But you can't parse.
We did some.
But you got to. So when you say things, there is things taken out of context that can do it. Like for instance, I can say, "Oh, he's my nigga." Somebody can hear this show and say, "Well, you know, Brian Hammer is a racist," and they go, "What? He just said that this dude on the show was a nigga." No, Brian said, "You are my nigga," versus nigga. I'm sorry. I have to explain everything. There's a difference. If you listen to the song, My Best Friend, that was me and Stanley. Stanley being my kid. If Stanley was ever my kid, what a great song. Melissa, did you hear the intro? Melissa, did you hear the intro? Melissa fell asleep. She said, fuck this show. And she supports the show. Sammy
no,
heard
here.
It. Melissa, did you hear the intro?
Of what? The show?
Well, I'm saying that Stanley is a good guy, and I like. I said if I ever had a son, it would be Stanley. But Stanley
yep.
asks questions because he wants to learn. And so I played a clip the saying, here's the clip. If Stanley was my 8-year-old son, this is how it would be. Did you hear it?
The courtship of Eddie's father song?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that.
You're my best friend. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that was cute. Stanley will hold that to his
yeah.
heart. I know he will.
Yep.
But that's the thing. But see, we can't go back and forth. These people are human beings. Nixon said something bad. Ronald Reagan said something. In fact, I'd like to get to our story, and people are going, get to the story. I'm running out of time. But I'm going to prove to you, Stanley, that this doesn't just go to George Bush. This went back to here it is. Robin Williams talking about Ronald Reagan on Saturday Night Live. It's just a little parody. It's only 2 minutes. We went back to Robin Williams was noted to make fun of Nixon. He was noted to make fun of Republicans, Ronald Reagan. So it goes back that far. Here it is, Saturday Night Live, Robin Williams doing Ronald Reagan. Here we go.
Iran, Iraq, stalagmite, stalactite.
There you go, sir. You're all set for the press conference.
Are you sure they won't be able to see it at all? Good, it feels just like my hearing aid.
Mr. President, about the radio transmitter. Now, instead of briefing you thoroughly, as we normally do, which tends to tire and confuse you, we've decided to use the receiver. If you're stumped for an answer, I'll talk into the mic, and it will be transmitted directly into the receiver. And so...
Well, just like radio. Well, that's fine with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Well, that's my cue, boy. Yep, you say Iran, I say Iraq. Let's call the whole thing a deal. My, oh, my, my. You see it?
Robin Williams as Ronald Reagan on Saturday Night Live.
My God. Ladies and gentlemen of the press.
Excuse me. I knew that. I was just taking a dramatic pause. I'm not stupid. Thank you. Thank you. Deja vu. Be seated. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, I'm ready for your questions.
Mr. President, in light of recent events, do you feel the secret arms deal to Iran was a mistake?
Well, I was expecting you to ask that. And I would like to answer that with a definitive...
No.
No.
Mr. President.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Not him. Not him either.
Not him either.
Rudy.
Not you.
Rudy.
Eeny, meeny, my...
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
Mr. President, this may seem like a lob.
Well, I'm here to serve.
But what would you enjoy talking about?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Trudy, because... One Adam 12, one Adam 12.
We're getting some interference. It sounds like a police report.
Well, you know, Tweed, we have a 5'18 in progress, and the perpetrator's a burly male Negro, 5'8" tall, 145 pounds.
Mr. President, we're getting some interference on that frequency. That was not me. That was a police report.
Mr. President, I'm sorry, but what were you referring to?
Well, I'm
I was just...
just describing.
I was just describing.
Our new ambassador to South Africa.
Our new ambassador to South Africa. Yes.
Mr. President, why don't you just admit the arms deal was a mistake?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because this is one that I'm ready for because, whoa, Kareem goes on the inside, passes the magic, swish, at 2 points, bingo!
Mr. President, we're going to try different frequencies, and until then, you may have to wing it.
Well, you may have to wing it. What I was trying to say is the Ayatollah's a swish, and wait a minute. Well, back to our traffic route, our helicopter out there on the Potomac. Seems like we're backed all the way up to the bridge, Bob. I don't know what... Whoa. I'm a rapper. See me now. Say, whoa. Yeah, look out. Los meus abordantes con gleam. Sorry there, whoa. Yes, Dr. Ruth, I've always had this problem with premature... Wait a minute. I just say that. Yes, it's an all nonstop doors weekend. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? I just keep waiting. Well, live from New York, it's Saturday night.
So my point is that we've been doing that for years.
For every
you know,
president.
We've been doing
every
that for
president.
Years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We do it. So it's not just Trump. We did it with Obama. In fact, you got to thank Obama because when Obama roasted Trump, and then that's when he said, you know what, enough of this shit. I'm going to get back at you. I'm going to run for president. And he did. So if you really want to think why Trump ran for president, you have to thank Obama for it because of the roast that Obama did that pissed Trump off.
Yeah, I agree.
So there you go.
What do you guys think of the Obamas just were invited to the White House to unveil their portraits? And during
right.
the Trump administration, they would not allow them in there to do that.
Exactly. You know, secretly, I know he admires Obama. I think Obama broke his heart because this is sad, and I don't know if you guys remember this. Obama left a nice letter for him when he left the White House. There was a tradition where you leave a letter and for the next president.
Yeah.
And Trump almost started to cry as what Obama and said about him. He held it very secretly. And he even said, Trump said something that Obama did a very nice letter to my heart. And he even called her Miss O, meaning Michelle. He even referred to
yeah.
her as Miss O at one time. I think he really admires the Obamas. I think when they went after him, it broke his heart. I really believe that. I want to bring that up because he was almost in tears how nice he was saying how nice the Obamas were to him. Do you guys remember any of that, or is it just me?
I guess I remember the letter, but this is such immaturity on that prior administration's part, in my opinion, and unprofessional, not to do something that every administration has brought in the last, you know, couple who was in the White House to do this portrait unveiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Trump administration wouldn't let them in. Why?
Well,
that bothers me.
Well, it doesn't really. If you're a comedian, especially a comedian, but let's just
yeah.
know your audience. You won by hating, not because you're the best person. It's because they hated Hillary more than you. It was a personality
yeah.
thing. Why you won the presidency? So his audience did not like Obama. His audience did not like. They
right.
definitely did not like Hillary.
Right.
So
right.
he knew who his audience were. So I understand it. He even went to QAnon because he even addressed it. Somebody asked him about QAnon, and Trump goes, I don't know too much about QAnon, who they are, but they seem to like me. So and he actually said, am I right? I'm not making fun of it.
No,
I'm just
you're
saying.
Not making it up. I agree with you. The reason that Trump got in is because people were saying, who are hate more, Hillary or Donald Trump. And people said, I hate Hillary more than Donald Trump. And I agree.
Right. And that's sad.
It became a personality.
Beautiful, we had two choices. It wasn't the election of, let's say, intellectual, let's say, Obama versus, I don't know who. Let's say it would have been a great race. Let's say it would have been the best Democrat president versus the best Republican choice. Which, in my case, I think the best Republican president that we ever had, I would say it was Ronald Reagan. For you guys, I think the best president that you ever had as Democrat is Obama.
Or is
when you say ever, it could be JFK. I mean, we're going for long. I don't know if they're Obama. It hasn't been enough time in history to say that he's the GOAT of the presidency yet. It hasn't been enough time.
In my opinion, Clinton balanced the budget. Think about that.
Right. He did a lot of things, and then he banged everybody in the White House. I mean,
Fingers
smell like an intern.
That was the president that people went after. That guy had a lot of shit.
Clinton was different. Clinton was different. I agree with you, Bill.
111, you're live on the air with Brian the Hammer Jackson. 111, you're live on the air. Come on. Come on, 111. 111, do 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 do. 111, do 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 do. 111, do 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 do. You're on the air. I'm sorry, it's in my head.
I'll be back.
Where are you going? Are you going somewhere?
She said she'll be back. Your best president for Democrats. Your best president for Democrats, was it Clinton, Obama, or JFK?
I don't know. If I had to take a vote, it would be Kennedy, who stopped the crisis in Cuba, the missile crisis in Cuba. We could have been. We had nukes coming towards us.
I agree. Yeah.
You know,
but the best president for us would be Ronald Reagan would be the best president for us.
You know my best Reagan story. I love the story. You heard me talk about it. Did you know that every president had an enemy? Lack of my professional words. I've been on the air for a while. They had somebody against it. I forgot the word. I'm trying to get the word, but I'll just say enemy at the time. They had Ronald Reagan had Gorbachev. Bush had Gaddafi, I think. We can go on and on. Obama had Iran, they all had their enemies. They all had their enemies. Why did I say this? So my best Ronald Reagan story is that Reagan got pissed off. He got pissed off because it wasn't Gorbachev. I think it was Gaddafi was making some noise. He was coming. Gaddafi was coming up, and he was making some noise, and he was saying some shit about the United States. I think it was Gaddafi. I would check it later, but let's just say it was Gaddafi. I think it was. And he was saying some shit about the U.S., and he was saying some shit about Reagan, but he's more or less, he was saying some shit about the U.S., and it pissed off Reagan. So Reagan made a call. And I could swear it was Gaddafi. I don't have my historian thing. So he made a call to the dude. And he said, this is the President of the United States. This is Ronald Reagan. I wish to talk to so-and-so. He called the dude's house. Dude picked up. Let's just call it Gaddafi. The dude picked up. He goes, yes. And Reagan says, this is the President of the United States. This is Ronald Reagan. Knock the shit off. I don't want to hear you saying blah, 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 and against America. I don't want to hear that out of your mouth again. Knock the shit off. And so the guy was very flippant. And he says, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I will speak my mind. I will do this. What are you going to do? Reagan says, hold on. Reagan launched a missile. And hit the dude's neighbor's house. He launched a missile, and he hit the neighbor's house. Blew up. Reagan goes, are you still there on the phone? I go, yes. He goes, the next missile will be you. Knock the shit off. My best Reagan story. Best Reagan story. I thought it was pretty good. I got to find out who it is, but he actually did that. What do you think of that, Stanley?
Yes, I didn't know about that story. And he told them that story.
It's one of my best Reagan stories. Reagan did a lot of shit. He was funny. Reagan had a great sense of humor. He really was funny.
Yeah.
Governor of California, actor, played against the monkey. Anyway, 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, with Melissa, and with Stan Lee. You're live on the air, my friend. Come on, don't waste airtime, 111. State your name. I'm talking to you. All right, it's been like an hour, and I promised the beginning of the show, and we haven't done it, so we're going to do it. Keeping the bar low, Barr says the DOJ, Department of Justice, is very close to indict Donald Trump. Is that true? Why is Bill Barr going against Donald Trump? But I just want to remind Stanley, because I really believe this. I believe that Donald Trump's heart got broken, because he generally loves the Obamas. I think his heart got broken with the Clintons, because Chelsea and what's the other Trump daughter, whatever, Ivanka, whatever, they were best friends. But he knows his audience. He knows his audience. And here's a little thing. This was in 2016, November 10, 2016, this was posted. This was Donald Trump just got elected as President of the United States, sitting with the one and only Obama. And this is what Donald Trump said.
That was going to last for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and we were just going to get to know each other. We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you, sir.
That's how the transfer of power should be. They may not agree, but that's how the transfer of power should be. 111, you're live on the air. You won't say anything. All right, so we're going to get back to our first. It's about an hour left, and we haven't even started our show. So we're going to go back to what made Stanley laugh. Here's Dave Chappelle, here's Cat Williams on Donald Trump, just a little bit, and then we'll go to our main story. Listen.
Trump do not sleep. And he don't play by no rules. He don't care what the rules, history month. He don't even know which niggas is which. He thought Ben Carson was Frederick Douglass. Some of y'all don't even believe me. He looked right at Ben Carson. He said that Frederick Douglass has been doing a great job. He's been getting more and more recognition every day. He looked right at Omarosa and said, and Harriet Tubman has been doing a great job out there in the community as well. Fucked up. Getting dangerous out there. As black people, minorities, we used to just being able to watch the news a little bit and then walk off. Not with Trump. Niggas is watching the news like it's the playoffs. Did they say anything about niggas yet? We got one more day then. One more day. Hispanic people, since y'all in here, I'm going to let y'all know. Black people is y'all's friends. If they come after y'all, they got to come after us. And I can say that because we know if they start coming after y'all, we next anyway.
Don't worry, Hispanic people. We will open up that Underground Railroad so quick. We got the blueprint. Black people, we got enough problems in America. We don't need no more problems. We know once they start coming for Hispanics, it's going to be a bunch of light-skinned niggas stuck at the border. Niggas just say, I'm not supposed to be here. I don't even speak Spanish. Trump in office, we don't know what the fuck may happen next. We thought it was going to be a war right away. We was like, we can't figure out who going to catch it first. Is it going to be Russia? Is it going to be China, Syria, Iran, Iraq, North Korea? Who the fuck is finna get? Find out. Public enemy number one is Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin? That a bitch.
Oh, you come on. You gotta laugh. All right. Come on, Stanley. You got to laugh at that. Come on. Somebody. I cannot be the only one that sees the humor in that. Here we go.
No, I can see the humor in that. I can see the humor in that.
Turning on Trump. Barr suggests the... Yeah.
Yeah, put some Biden comedy also.
I will. Former Attorney General Barr, Bill Barr, says the Department of Justice is very close to having evidence to indict Trump. What? No, say it ain't so, Barr. Barr says it's very close to having the evidence to indict former President Donald Trump. And you know Barr served as Trump's Attorney General from 2019 to 2020. And here's what Barr said. There are two questions. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have the evidence by which that they couldn't indict somebody on, including him, Trump? That's the first question, and I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. The records show Trump was being investigated under part of the Espionage Act, related to willfully retention of national defense information. The record also pointed to the concealment or removal of government records, as well as the obstruction of federal investigation. Whether or not the Justice Department is considering charging Trump under those or other statutes is not known. They don't know. Then why all the hoopla? I say shut the fuck up. Do your job. It doesn't have to be in the news every 5 minutes, and you don't have to create crap like it's a drama reality series. Shut the fuck up until they do. Until they do. Bullshit when you turn on the news and go, well, in my opinion, well, they go, well, you know, we got Mr. Jones here. Mr. Jones been working with the CIA. He's formerly with the CIA for 20 years in espionage, and he's on our show. You know, I have the same problem when they say psychiatrist who never seen anybody. Well, you know, this behavior is really wrong, and we have this person who decides to run outside naked and put himself on blast and viral to go viral. There must be some mentally ill problems going on with him. Let's go to our clinical psychiatrist who's been a psychiatrist for 30 years and have helped many naked, mentally ill people on the phone. Let's go to her. Julia, what do you say with this behavior in this person? Well, I think this person should have medicine, and they should, I prescribe fentanyl. It'll calm his ass down. Now, I have the same problem with that because you've never seen the person. You cannot give a professional opinion on this person's behavior because you have never seen this person. And I have the same problem with the news with Trump. I have the same problem. Well, let's go to the counter-espionage people and see if this is regular that a person take home documents. Let's go to you, Bill. Well, you know, I've been with the CIA for many a years, and then I transferred to the espionage department in the FBI. And in my personal opinion, this is unpresidential. What? Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a president that ever did this. Really, do you know of any president? No, because we never said it. Has it ever been happened? Well, you know, forget about the server with Hillary Clinton. We're not talking about that. What? Who puts a server in their basement? I don't know. Isn't that unpresidential, too? Well, yes, it is, but let's go with Donald Trump. There is some unscrupulous behavior here, and he should be indicted. See, I have problems with that. Stanley, am I correct? Do I have a problem with that? So I'm saying until we know, quit doing the show. Until we know, and that's what the word said. Until we know, shut the fuck up. It says it's right here. Whether or not the Justice Department is considering charging Trump. Whether or not the Justice Department is considering charging Trump under those or other statutes is not known. Because even the DOJ, Department of Justice, is saying, oh, we don't know. We don't have enough evidence. We got a judge here that's just saying, well, we need a master, whatever, a master to look over things. They don't even know. So is it fair to say shit when you don't know shit? We don't know.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Thank you, Melissa. I mean, no matter what you think of Donald Trump.
This is what his administration has done all along.
Right. You know what it is? They learned from him, Melissa. I'm going to stick my neck out, and I'm sticking something else out because your voice sounds really sexy today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Stanley, behave yourself. You're a serious journalist. You can't be sticking your neck and something else out. How dare you? It's all about money, people. They know Donald Trump would make a lot of money going after the Democrats. When people are saying this bullshit, it's about money. Buy my book. We just have this person with his opinion. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you have a book out. Yes. And the majority of the people, if you're a fan of stuff, I'm a fan of stuff. And there was a person, his name, you might know, he got a salad after his name, Julius. Oh, in fact, they had a little thing, too, Orange Julius. Julius Caesar, I'm a big fan. And they warned him, because he was going in front of the senators, be leery of the Ides of March. The Ides of March. Caesar did not know about that. Oh, okay. It was a crazy old dude saying, as Caesar was walking towards the Senate, the senators, there was a crazy dude stopped Caesar before he got there and said, sir, beware of the Ides of March. Get out of my way, crazy old dude, you mental illness homeless person. That was the first homeless person ever on the planet. He should never have me teach history. Get away, homeless person. Get out of here, Rome. And we know what happened to Caesar. Eat too, Brutus. You too, Brutus? They stabbed his ass. The people who are going after Trump are not the Democrats. You're not hearing Pelosi going after Trump. You're not hearing Schumer going after Trump. They're not writing the books. The Democrats are not writing the books. There's like 128 books about Trump. You know who's writing the books? These are his own people, his own administration, his own friends. Those are the ones who are putting the daggers in Trump's heart. Those are the ones who are writing the books. Those are the ones who are appearing on MSN. You're not seeing the Democrats are doing that. We don't need to. Trump's own people will do it for us. Am I correct, Mr. Stan Lee? Hello, 111. You're live on the air.
Man, it sounds to me, Brian, like you finally actually listening to me, brother. I'm glad to see you beginning to get some discernment. It's like I said, man, you ain't got to like Trump to object to what's being done here. I swear to God, I'm going to tell you the truth, brother. As much as I despise and hold in utter contempt Obama and O'Biden, if they were doing the same thing to them they're doing to Trump, I would raise the same objections on legal and constitutional grounds. Exactly the same. Exactly the same. And when I hear William Barr saying what he is doing, remember, I utterly despise and hold in contempt Obama and Biden. I've never seen worse than these two. But they were the President of the United States. And it is clear what the President of the United States has with regard to classification authority. Supreme Court has ruled it. District courts have ruled it. It's clear. And if you're going to do something, even if you do think certain records should be in the custody of the National Archives, the Presidential Records Act provides the legal civil means to resolve it. It's just that simple. Now, when William Barr says what he says, you know, and he said, and I'm quoting, this is what he said, as I said all along, there are two questions. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence by which that they could indict somebody on, including him? That's the first question, and I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. And then he goes on to say, at the end of the day, there's another question. Do you indict a former president? What will that do to the country? What kind of precedent will it set? Will the people really understand that this is not failing to return a library book, that this will be serious? Now, I'm listening to myself, and I think it should be obvious now that if these documents are super top secret and DOJ is playing everything by the book, then how was the Washington Post leaked info about what documents Trump has? How does Barr know what evidence they have? As far as I'm concerned, this is just another coordinated deep state propaganda shit show. And a damn shame of Trump's presidency. And like I said, to some extent it's his fault for not insisting upon it. Is that Mitch McConnell would not allow him to have the AG he really wanted and needed, the attorney general he really wanted and needed, which instead they got one that would allow the security apparatchiks and the Department of Justice to constantly attack and spy on Trump. I'm convinced of it now. I'm absolutely convinced of it. And as far as I know, he might have been on the steal if only to look, I mean the election steal, if only to look the other way.
Well, it's rumored, and like I said before, to beware of the eyes of March, the people who are going after Trump or leaky whistleblowers, and I'm doing quotation. I don't know why I'm doing air quotation. I'm the only one in my man cave.
That's good. That's good.
Is the Republicans. There's no deep state here. These are Trump's people. This is not coming from the deep state, sir, as much as I recognize and respect Mr. Sarge. We want to throw in deep state. This has nothing to do with deep state. I don't believe there's deep state, but if you want to add to deep state, okay. But deep state does not apply here, sir. These are Republican former administration people that Trump hired. Remember, Trump said, I only hire the best people. Well, he does right. Because they're writing a book about his stupid ass.
Oh, you know, he ain't perfect. How many times I got to tell you, no matter what, nobody's perfect. Not even Tom Brady.
He's perfect.
Not even Tom Brady. But look, man, let me explain
he's a saint.
But what was
don't
this
you
guy,
mess with Mr.
Timothy
Tom Brady,
people,
sir.
They escorted
he
out of
should
the
be
FBI
in a, he should be
building.
The Pope. Okay, but,
yeah. What was Tim Tebow they escorted out of the FBI building? What was he?
Yeah, Tebow.
If he wanted to say what the hell is. He's the guy who covers up the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. It's been pretty much proven without even having a trial now.
We are saying, but
we've
got to stick to the point. We keep
seeing manifestations of it, and you keep saying, oh, no, it's not really. There's no such thing as a bureaucracy that is determined to subvert the agenda of presidents, and apparently this one, Donald Trump, that they don't like. Mitch McConnell is an establishment Republican.
Well, here is David.
He is willing to acquiesce to and to bend the knee where necessary to the deep state. Donald Trump was an agitator. Donald Trump was an interloper.
Bill Barr is part of the deep state? Come on, man.
He was one of the lesser members of the deep state, but nonetheless, he was not going to fuck this system.
Even the Republicans would have shunned you for saying that. You know damn well he's not part of the deep
state. I don't care what they
do.
I'm not bound. Look, my mind is not bound by anybody. I call balls and strikes as I see them.
You got some big balls and some big strikes there, sir.
I tell you, I'm not a Republican anymore.
You leave Mr. Tom Brady, the sacred man, away from
this. I used to be a Republican. I'm not a Republican anymore. I've just allied with the Republicans far more than I'm going to be with the Democrats, ever.
Okay,
I'm doing the Democratic Party almost completely.
Okay, that's fair. Well, here it is, Fox News. I got to play this. Fox News, and I want to hear the commentary. I want to hear your reply, Mr. Sarge. I want to hear your reply, Mr. Stanley, and any other Republican supplies. This is Fox News, 2 minutes of Fox News about what's going on here with DOJ. Tell me if you agree. Here we go. And this is Barr on Fox News.
Yes, after a judge appointed a special master to review the documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Our next guest says the department should appeal that decision, and here to tell us why,
wow,
former Attorney General Bill Barr. He is the author of the book One Damn Thing After Another, which gets high praise indeed.
Morning, sir. Morning.
You know, even over...
Remember what I said about money? Money, it was the song Money, Money, Money. You should really listen to the lyrics. You would kill your own brother for some money. So Barr is throwing Donald Trump under the bus because he has a book out? Is that what it is? So he's going to throw the president under the bus because he wants to promote his new book? I didn't know he had a book out. I was wondering why he was on TV. And he has a book out. Yeah, see?
Come on, man. That's not, even I'm not falling for that one. I mean, he made using all this and taking advantage of it, but it isn't the reason.
I didn't know. He had
that's
a book
like
out called One Damn Thing After Another.
Thing, man,
books.
That's not the core issue. I mean, if you just decide to take advantage of all the chaos in order to write a book and make a few extra bucks, okay, that ain't the reason he did it. Or he's
oh,
doing
really?
What he's doing now.
Then what's the reason, sir?
The reason is we're witnessing it. Think about it for a minute. People are actually saying the President of the United States can't declassify information if some bureaucrat didn't sign off on it.
Ah.
Are you not listening
state.
To me? And then you say there's no deep state.
There's a. Oh, are you saying that Barr
okay,
took a bite of the pizza that had the kids underneath the door, under the floor?
Some administrative
he took a bite
procedure
of the pizza.
Is not filled in.
When the kids were eating the pizza
and
not the kids.
The President of the United States could be indicted for mishandling classified information when the President of the United States is the ultimate classification authority. Period. End of story. The moment he says something declassified, it is.
He
and
can't.
You remember,
well, there's an argument
Donald
there,
Trump
and I can't go down that wormhole. I can't go down that if Trump had the authorization to declassify it. Barr explained it. Barr explained that, too. He said, I don't understand that this guy, meaning Donald Trump, and I don't know
he
if it's in this interview.
He doesn't understand. He wasn't the president.
Even in this
president
interview,
makes
the Barr
final
said
decision.
That there's boxes in there that he's going to wave a hand
Joe
and say,
Biden
I now declassify
hey,
you as Moses, like parting the Red Sea.
Brian,
come on,
I don't
Sarge.
Understand. Brian, I don't
yeah.
understand why Joe Biden violated every single military tenet that I've ever been trained in 24 years of service in the armed forces of the United States when he conducted a withdrawal from Afghanistan. But he was the president. He gets to make the call.
He's not up for indictment. He's not up for charges. You can say the same thing. You know, it's like a cop saying this. We had this when a cop used to visit our school, and you could relate to this, Arch. So a policeman visited our school. And I don't know why. I was the only black kid in school. It was like third grade. And then Mr. Officer, I can do no wrong, visit us and said, hi, kids. We go, hi, Mr. Officer. I was the only black face there. But the other white kids, just happy, and I'm thinking he's coming to arrest me. I'm serious. I'm there. Great. Serious. I'm the only black kid there. I'm sinking in my seat. Swear to God, hand to God, this is all true.
So, anyway,
Mr.
Bill
Cobb,
Barr doesn't understand why Donald
wait,
Trump
I'm
gets
just trying to say, I'm just trying to tell a story. It's a true story,
Brian. Bill Barr doesn't understand, let me put that in quotation marks,
yeah.
why he did something. So, therefore, that means that's the end of it. Please.
Well, what I'm trying to
say
is the Department of Justice, though. He acted as Trump's personal lawyer.
All of them are related to Crossfire Hurricane. All of them are related to the Russia collusion. All of them are related to the disgraceful FBI action with regard to Hunter Biden.
It's a bad story.
That's why he did it.
All right. You want to hear my story?
You know, Bill Barr don't need to understand nothing.
Nobody wants to care. We don't care about you, Brian, and your trauma.
You know, all right, but after all, you know, Donald Trump wasn't really the president. Didn't Hillary Clinton tell us? So I guess the same rules don't apply to him that they would to any other president.
To the story.
Even one
I know,
wasn't
but here
a natural-born citizen.
Here it is. One
damn
thing.
I've never seen nothing like this, man.
Well, because it has never been like this before. Trump changed everything. Unprecedented, or I've never seen anything like this. Because we never had a president like Trump before. It's very easily to be explained.
At last, a glimmer of light is coming through. Yes.
This is a light
good
of mine.
God,
I'm going to let it die. Are you going to
yes,
say Trump is, you think Trump is singing
through.
That right now?
The
this
man
a
was
mine.
A disruptor to establish norms. What do these people keep telling us every time they open their yaps? Hey,
I'm
he's
just
violating
trying,
the established norms and the rules.
Real.
The international
Sarge.
Order.
Sarge. Will, Bill
aren't
Barr,
you paying
William
attention
Barr.
To what these people are saying?
I'm just saying, I had a good story, too, and nobody wants to hear what happened to me when I was a child. It was traumatizing. I'm just saying that Bill Barr was the department. He was DOJ. He was the guy. He was the attorney general. He was Trump's guy. He was the inside guy. He was the fix-it guy. Trump messed up. Barr fixed it. Barr delayed shit so Trump wouldn't get in trouble. He was the, what do they call it in the movies? The cleaner. He cleaned up Trump's mess. That's who Bill Barr was. So it's very interesting when Bill Barr has something to say. That's all I'm saying.
I'm interested in it, too. And when he says it, what do I do, Brian? I analyze it. I just got through analyzing it for you, didn't I?
You don't care about little Brian.
But I'm interested in it, too.
What about my child?
What is that supposed to mean? Being interested means I agree with it?
I don't know
wait,
if you agree with it. You don't have to agree with it.
Agree
but
with
nobody
it.
Was as close as Trump than Barr was. He was even
how
Barr was
that?
Closer than him than Melania was. Barr was the cleaner. He cleaned up Trump's mess. He delayed stuff. And he was the guy who confused you and put you to another direction. He was the guy. So when he does have something to say, you might want to listen to it. So here it is.
I listen to it, Brian. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I say it's all bullshit.
Why do you call it bullshit when you're not there because you don't agree with it?
Because he doesn't need to understand. Okay, maybe he doesn't understand why Trump did something, although I know he does because he ain't stupid. The man is an intelligent man. But,
okay.
You know, but it doesn't matter whether he understands it or not. The only question is, does the president have the authority to do what he did? Yes or no? Yes. Yes, he did.
Yes, that's the question. And they're saying
and
no,
the only
he doesn't.
Question is
Barr
whether or not he did it while he was president. That's the only question. And
that's
if he did, they've got no case.
Barr said that Donald Trump cannot go into a room with all those boxes and documents because Barr knows that Trump doesn't read. Barr saying, you're telling us that Trump went into a room, waved his hand, and say, I now, without knowing what's in any of these boxes or reading all the material or the documents, thousands and thousands of documents, without Trump reading it, that he's going to say, I declassified all y'all without
Brian,
even looking
Brian,
at the box?
Let me say
he
something.
Says that's
come
impractical.
Brian.
Yes.
When the
yes,
United States
yes.
invaded the northern coast, the northwest coast of
Brian
France in 1944,
you very
do you think that
you
Franklin Delano Roosevelt approved the loading of every half track and tank into the landing ship tanks to go there? No.
I hear my story.
I mean,
listen,
what gets me about you? He was the chief executive. He issued a general memorandum about specific documents that had a specific nature. And he would do a blanket, yes, a blank. I mean, how many, you know how many classified
how can you
documents
do that?
The FBI and the DOJ
how
does?
How can you just do
that?
When you're not,
the time
when you're
to sit down and read every
Trump
one of
holy
them.
Water. He probably has that truth.
Wait a minute, you're not listening
Trump
to me.
Water
you're
work.
You make, you raise an issue, and I respond
yes.
specifically
yes.
to it.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
All right,
well,
you understand
it.
That? Listen, you understand it. Listen, Brian, listen.
Yes.
Every
yes,
single federal agency that handles classified information has the authority to classify it. That is millions of documents a year. The president is unaware of most of them. He only becomes aware of some of them when they cross his desk. So therefore,
if he went to the brief,
when it
maybe
comes
he ever went to a briefing
like
meeting
this,
every day that
he would
Trump
issue
says,
a
hey, don't,
general
I don't need to be at the briefing meeting. Just let me know when something's important comes up.
Of
come on.
Classified information.
All right. Okay, can we play it now so you
good
might hear
God,
something that
man,
you agree?
Doesn't that make sense to you?
Well, I'm going to play it. It's coming from Barr. You may agree with this. Stanley may not know. Here we go. Just a little bit. 2 minutes. Here we go.
Department should appeal back to
and by the way, this is Fox News.
Attorney General Bill Barr. He is the author of the book One Damn Thing After Another, which gets high praise indeed.
Morning, sir. Morning.
You know, even over one thing that is interesting about all of this, the special master gets announced, the leaks from this, like it's just constant, and you have to wonder what's going on there. While all the investigation has to continue, the leaks to the Washington Post or the New York Times, almost every morning you can wake up to one.
That's right. I mean, that's one of the problems of the Department of Justice, and there are people with agendas in the department. And there's just been increase in leaking, you know, geometrically over the years. There was tremendous leaking when I was AG, and it's very hard to stop. But you also don't know how much of that is really people who know what's going on and how much of that will prove accurate at the end of the day.
Hard to say, but you can influence public opinion, though, when you deliver a leak, as we have seen for the past 6 years.
Right.
Marco Rubio was on Fox and Friends earlier today. He's part of the 8 members of Congress who are entitled to the special intel briefings.
Right.
He said this has never come up before. And you were making the case yesterday with Martha about getting, you know, a special assignment, an arbiter to come in and look independently at this material, sort out what's relevant, sort out what's not. I understand your argument. You're arguing against a special master. And I get it if you want to go in and take this amount of classified material, but if you're also going and taking all this other stuff about stuff that's not relevant, it might be appropriate to bring in a special master and discern what is relevant and what is not. What's wrong with that?
Well, let's look at the different categories of documents. Attorney-client privilege documents. Everyone agrees that those should be returned to the president. It wasn't necessarily bad to pick them up because you don't go into someone's house and look document by document. You take what you think is going to be responsive, and then you sort it out through a taint team. No one disputes that that goes back, okay? The classified stuff are government documents, and they go to the government. There is no scenario legally under which the president gets to keep the government documents, whether it's classified or unclassified. If it deals with government stuff.
No scenario that the president gets to keep classified stuff. That's what Barr said.
Well, then what is the purpose of the Presidential Records Act? Did William Barr ever read it?
But, well, he's he just said there is no scenario.
Listen to me. I don't care what he said. He didn't write these laws. He's supposed to enforce them.
Right.
What is the purpose of the Presidential Records Act if what he says is true?
Obama was a HNIC, the head nigga in charge.
Will you answer my question,
you know, when I hear, you know, Sarge, you know, when I hear something about this special
master. Why won't you answer my question?
Because I'm so traumatized right now. I'm hearing words like the special master. I keep thinking about the slavery days, about that guy.
I knew that was going.
It's like, you could come in the house now, nigga. He goes, oh, thank you, special master.
So that's where my mind went, that we're allowed to go in the house because of the special master. Brian,
okay,
since we're engaged in reckless speculation here,
Stanley,
how about if I get on the act? You want me to get on the act of reckless speculation?
No, Sarge, I'm trying to say, you just heard Bill Barr said.
And I just responded to it, didn't I? Now,
you are not part of the administration. You are not part of the administration.
You're making your appeal to authority.
Bill Barr is the law.
And I'm answering my simple question.
He's the law. That's it.
No, he isn't. He enforces
Bill
it.
Bill Barr, under Trump administration,
Congress
was
writes
the
law. The
law.
The people elect representatives who go to Congress and write a law. One of the laws they wrote was the Presidential Records Act. Bill Barr doesn't get to supersede the Presidential Records Act. I don't care if he is the Attorney General.
Well, that's what he said. Nobody.
Is it the rule of law or is it the rule of Bill
I've
Barr?
Seen. All right. Will you answer one of my questions, please?
A reasonable question.
Okay. I'm concentrating.
Is it
Let me have one question.
The rule of
I'm having a press conference. You, sir, the one that's mad and angry at me. What's your question?
Okay. Again, I heard what Bill Barr said. I am directly responding to what Bill Barr said. Bill Barr says there is no way the president gets to keep records. That may or may not be true. That is the purpose of the Presidential Records Act, to provide a mechanism for negotiations about documentation that the president retains when the president leaves the office of President of the United States. That was the whole point of the law.
Yes.
To provide that negotiating mechanism for their return.
You asked me the question,
and
I will answer that question.
And to have an adjudication mechanism by which such disputes can be resolved.
Okay, you asked the question, and I will answer that question in this press conference as a politician. I choose to dodge it and talk about Hillary Clinton. Why did she have a server in there?
Thank you for answering.
A politician.
Jesus.
All I asked for was an answer. I didn't ask for a grievance. Where's the sergeant in charge here?
Thank you for answering. That's all I wanted was an answer, even if it is bullshit.
Hey, I'm listening in, and I thought Brian needed a brain transplant.
I'm glad that you're here. One more thing I want to say here, Brian. Now, again,
yes.
I told you, reckless speculation, everyone else does it. Let SARS do it, too. Here's my reckless speculation. Barr be terrified that Trump has documentation that Barr obstructed justice? Barr ordered Ray not to investigate or legitimize the Hunter hard drive, despite the criminal activity clearly potentially on that hard drive. Maybe Barr is desperate to eliminate any possibility that Trump comes back to power and has him arrested or indicted for obstructing justice, say nothing of what he told the U.S. attorneys when they came to him saying
That would be the dumbest thing. Wait a minute. That would be the dumbest thing that Barr would have, or they would have done, because that would indict Trump, too. When you're going after Barr for obstruction of justice, all Barr was trying to do was covering up Trump as bullshit and his criminal activity, and you're going to go after him for obstruction of justice? You're just basically committing suicide.
He was the attorney general. How many of the attorney generals independent? How many times have we heard that?
Oh, he was not independent. Oh,
my God. Attorney
generals
are independent.
Come on. Come on, man.
Conduct the law independently as a president. And so that
would
mean if he's
Trump's
doing
lawyer.
Independent things, then he could independently obstruct justice against the wishes of the president.
On the wishes of the president. Barr did not act independently.
Brian.
Barr did not act independently. He acted in the instruction of the president.
So he wasn't an independent attorney general now.
I'm sorry?
The attorney general is free to act independently of the president's wishes. If the president decides that what the attorney general is doing is wrong, he can either tell him, look, you're going to do this, that, or the other, and if you don't, I'm going to fire you. But he doesn't have the authority to overrule actions he takes until he directly steps in and
countermeasures. Well, I agree.
You know, that's
I
what
agree.
Richard Nixon did during Watergate, remember?
The only reason Nixon did that and he resigned during Watergate, because Nixon was not going to resign.
Richard Nixon fired his attorney general.
Well, I know he did, but he had a lot of, oh, God, I don't even have it up here. Who said that? It said, sir, we got enough evidence. You should resign, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go down that wormhole. We're not going with Rick and Nixon. You're bringing up Nixon again, and you're bringing up
because
Obama, and you're bringing up Hillary.
Because the attorney general is free to act independently. Don't you get it?
I get it, but that's not how. But come on, Sarge, you knew that Barr did not act independently when he was in.
I don't know that, and neither do you.
You did? No, because he covered up bullshit. All right, here we go.
I don't know that, and neither do you.
Yes, you do.
I know what the office requires him to do when it is called upon for him to do.
Okay.
That's what I know.
You only got 37 minutes.
I don't know what's in his head.
I can't extend it. I know, but we have some people in here, Sarge. They're going to comment. They're going to comment on what you're saying. But I got to get them in because we only got 30 minutes. Stanley, Mr. Solution, please speak up.
But you better think about what I said, for God's sake.
I will think about it, but they may have an opinion. And I'll give the opinion. Here we go. I'll pose the question. Stanley.
Think for a minute.
Okay.
Stop appealing to authority all the time.
No, I will pose the question honestly. I go to Stanley. Stanley, did Bill Barr act independently from Donald Trump when Donald Trump was the president of the United States? Stanley.
You do know they work together, by the way. I mean,
they're
it's not like
supposed
the president
to be working
they're
together.
Isolated
they're
isolated from
Department
each other.
Of Justice is supposed,
supposed
to, be a
to work
entity.
Together. He's the chief executive.
I'm just
asking. When doesn't
Stanley.
A chief executive work with the heads of his department?
Oh, boy.
They work together, and
oh
they
boy.
Also do things independently.
You can't have both. You're saying that they're supposed
yes,
to be independent, but then they work together.
Will you read the Constitution?
Okay, listen.
Will you read
listen.
The common
you, okay,
law
okay,
ruling
I'll ask you, Sarge,
fourth,
do you think that Bill Barr acted
years?
In – do you think the Department of
yes,
Justice
you
was
can
an independent –
have it both ways.
I can't even ask
will
you a
you
question
read
because
the
you're talking
law
over
decisions
me.
Of the federal court.
Okay. I can't have – I can't have a conversation.
God Almighty, it's really hard
I can't
you.
Have a conversation with you. Mr. Solution, Do you think Bill Barr, the Department of Justice, acted independently from Trump's administration? I know you have an opinion. What do you say? What say you, sir?
Sarge, excuse me. Good morning. Sarge is explaining it to you. If you would shut the F up and listen to what he says, you'd get a better comprehension of what's going on. He's explaining it to you. Hey, look, okay, Bill Barr, first of all, the president is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. And Bill Barr, that power is delegated to him unless the president sees dire need to step in. The president can fire. He can ask for the resignation of the AG. And so the AG works for the president.
That is not the question. You're pontificating on something that nobody cares about. I'm asking you. Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution, I'm giving you your respect. Listen, I got to introduce you.
I'm introducing you to
the audience. Can you just give me a second and I'll let you talk? I'm asking you as a certified moron to give your opinion. Thank you.
Well, you're a moron squared, so your opinion is going to count more than anyone's. But I'm going to refer back to what I just said. Sarge can explain that to you better than you would ever comprehend it on your own. So I suggest you listen.
Thank you.
This is very difficult, I will agree. But you know, blockheadism is a difficult thing. That's as difficult to overcome as Trump derangement syndrome.
Wait a minute, Sarge. I'll give you the time. But Melissa is saying something. I can't hear you. Yes, Melissa.
I said, did you say that Mr. Solution was pontificating?
Well, he didn't say
on
that.
On everything but what he was asked about. And he was going to explain
to us.
Wait a
minute. He said something else, Melissa.
Oh.
You guys.
He didn't say pontificating.
Here we go. Help me. Stanley.
Well, wait a minute. If Charlie Carcass wasn't so concerned about a nothing burger racism, he could have learned that word and other relevant words from the third grade. And I don't believe half of the bullshit that you recount, Brian. It's pure stage.
Well, that's because you're not from this planet. I will speak to
it's
you in
bullshit.
Your own language.
Beep, boop, boop, beep,
okay,
beep,
what you say normally
that,
is bullshit.
What that means is shut the fuck up and learn our language. Welcome to Earth. And I was trying to explain things to you.
Well, let me just say this. You don't often speak the language in a coherent way, so... You wouldn't be the person that one would listen to learn anything from. But that's why I was telling you to listen to Sarge. You don't understand what you're saying. You're just talking.
Thank you.
Oh.
And that's
okay.
coming from
Let
my
me
PR
try this
guy.
Again, Brian. You know,
that's
I mean, what
my
Mr.
PR
Solution
guy.
Says
it's
is
a very
it's
simple
the,
question,
the,
Mr.
Enforcement
Sarge.
Enforcement authority ultimately rests with the President of the United States. The reason
yes.
he's got all these cabinet heads is because the job is too big for any one individual, even though the ultimate authority is always the President for anything anyone in the executive branch does. It's an enormous job. You've got to have lots of people help. So like Mr. Solution just said, you have to delegate authority to people like the Attorney General, who, by the way, gets to act independently as long as he's behaving constitutionally and doesn't run afoul of the executive orders of the President of the United States, which govern the conduct of every federal employee with regard to enforcing federal law and policy.
Right. Now, that was very decently and succinctly stated, Brian. You understand that?
Nobody. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
No, because they're usually not words. They're crap. But no,
right.
Getting back to
right,
you. You behave
yourself. You behave yourself.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What Sarge just said was coherent.
Okay.
What you say is not.
I beg the different. Or the different.
I'm sure you do.
Stop it.
But you're
Stanley,
a funny man.
Before we leave, wait a minute. Stanley
you
is also a conservative
last,
voice. Before
you used to
we
only
leave.
Last 10 minutes. Now you last 5. Does that mean you're better?
No, that means you're not paying me. You want to pay me? I'll last 10 minutes. Reach in your pocket and pay me, fool.
How's your other job going, Brian? I hope successfully, yes.
How's my what? What?
How's your other job going? Are you a
My other job is doing
now?
Great. What I do is I am writing and I'm doing entertainment, and I am working with some professional people. And,
now, this is comedy,
doing,
of course.
What?
This is comedy?
I didn't say it was comedy.
I'm asking,
but I am a very funny
comedian. You say that you're writing, and I just ask
yes,
you,
I'm
comedy?
Not writing comedy. I'm not a comedian. You make me funny.
Shit.
You make me very funny. You stop it and behave yourself. You make me hilarious.
What genre of writing are you engaging, sir?
None of your business. Living you. Get out of my business. Listen, wait, Stanley, where's your voice? It's 28 minutes. What do you think? See, look what you did to Stanley. He doesn't even answer the phone anymore. He walked away. He's probably playing a tennis match. Who knows what he's doing? He's not even part of the show anymore. He's still here, but I want to hear another conservative voice.
Here's the problem with you, Brian, and I hate to
say
this
because
you're really kind of smart.
You know, my therapist
Brian,
opens up every
smart,
time.
You're smart.
My therapist says the same thing every time I sit down. Sit down, Brian.
Hey,
what's the problem with you?
Excuse me just for a moment, Sarge. If you can rope
Stanley
in, I don't want to change the conversation too much. But,
no, go ahead.
I'm going to tell
What's
you, Sarge.
What's my problem? What's
speaking
my problem,
to Brian,
Sarge?
It gets kind of boring. But Stanley, if he can come in and verify, confirm, or deny this, listening to a homosexual guy talk about relationships, heterosexual relationships.
How do we get homosexuals in here? What?
Well, Stanley, I'm talking about Stanley.
You're calling Stanley a homosexual?
Yeah, he listens to a homosexual guy talk about heterosexual relationships. And
what? Family.
I just wanted to
what
hear
what he
has.
About? What gay guy is Danny listening to?
Well,
not
that's
gay.
What I wanted to clarify with him, because I went to the gay guy's channel to listen to him talk about he's an attorney, I just. And I was just flabbergasted at what this guy was
saying. Well, how
do
you know the guy was gay?
I just wanted to get it from the horse's mouth.
How did you know the guy was gay? Yeah. Just a simple question. How do you know?
Okay. Let's just put it this way. There's palpable evidence. There's demonstrable evidence.
What, was he wearing funny clothes? Did he talk in a gay voice? Did he have gay mannerisms? What was
it? If you hear Stanley, I think this is significant enough to just ask Stanley. I think Stanley was on his show, so I would just like to know what was
Stanley
was getting
show.
Out of
what?
That show. I couldn't really get anything beyond.
Well, Stanley, there's allegations that you are a homosexual. Is this true?
No, I didn't say that, you jackass.
What are you saying?
He was participating in a show with a gay attorney.
With a gay
guy.
The
guy is gay, and he's an attorney. And
right.
he was trying to speak on heterosexual relationships. And I just think he had run afoul of his bailiwick.
His bailiwick? Stanley did not touch his bailiwick. I promise you that. Allegation fake news. Danny, did you touch
Stanley?
Did you touch set talk show host Billy Wick? I promise you he didn't touch his wick. I know he didn't.
Yeah, you're morphing the word there, dum-dum.
I know what I'm morphing. I'm morphing you. You know what? You are my character, Mr. Solution. You give me inspiration to write. And you are my character. I'm writing a character based on your own characteristics.
Well, if I give you inspiration to write, I would ask that you go back to grammar school.
I'm not going back to grammar school. I failed it once. Why would I fail it again? Shut up, you. Don't put judgment on me. Going back
if
to
you write any, if you write in any sort of fashion,
I'm a good writer.
On the way you speak,
we're
in big trouble.
I speak properly, you. I don't speak in hyperbole.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You know, I used to think, well, I still do. I thought comedians were really brilliant because they're able to take life, reconfigure it to where it's funny.
Yeah.
So I always had great respect for good comedians.
Right. What are you saying? I
hit a brick wall when I come to you.
Your windows are hurting.
You need a muse, Brian. Maybe be your muse.
He's amused. You know what? Let me tell you, Sarge. Mr. Solution secretly...
Amuse. M-U-S-E. Amuse.
Oh, amuse. Muse. M-U-S-E.
He said it. He's amused. Wait, I'm going to look that up.
Not amuse.
Well, I guess if he plays with it enough, we'll think that he's funny and that he really doesn't know.
You know I'm funny. That's why you show up for this show. You know you. Won't you just come out and say how much you love me, Mr. Solution? Get it off your chest.
Well, I do love you from a general, godly standpoint, but you're probably going to hell.
You are indeed
I'm going
a general degenerate. I do like you very much.
You're probably going to hell? Come on. Sarge, you're going to help me out on this one.
I've been trying to help you out, but you don't want to listen. You're blocking.
I'm listening. Apparently, Stanley has been on a homosexual show about relationships. This is the allegation. This is the allegation.
Oh, my.
We went from Trump. I know, Melissa.
They get it correctly. No, I heard, from a wag that Stanley, and I went to the show. I actually pulled up the show and tried to listen to the guy. He's a gay attorney, a homosexual attorney.
Did he come out and say he was?
He attempts to speak on heterosexual relationships.
Right.
And I was just, I was befuddled with respect to what he was saying.
You were befuddled. Wait a minute. Let's give evidence. Give me the name of the show, and we're going to listen to it. What's the name of the show? Give me the name of the show.
Okay.
Give me the name.
Dear Sir.
Yeah,
I was
go ahead.
Trying
What's
to get cooperation of Stanley because Stanley would have all the particulars.
All I need is the name of the show. What's the name of the
Presumably.
Show?
Presumably. I don't recall the name of the show right. Wait a minute.
You don't recall the name of the show, but you do recall the guy is gay and he's an attorney.
It's been a few weeks since,
and I only
heard it one time.
Yeah,
your
credibility is lost, my friend. Your credibility is lost.
I can't think of the name, but when Stanley comes on, ask him about it.
Stanley's here, but he's not. He's probably busy, and I'm trying to ask you.
Stanley will never come back again after this revelation.
Well, simply being on a homosexual program doesn't mean that you're homosexual. Maybe you're trying to expand your horizons and have better communication with more people. I went on a homosexual show to discuss homosexuality in the armed forces. At the time I went on, it was still illegal, and you could be punished under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And I was going back and forth with the homosexuals who ran the program over the merits or demerits of whether or not they should allow open homosexuality in the armed forces.
And Sarge went even further and let the man funnel his balls. But he's not
You take special liberties, and I think the term degenerate is...
All right, you behave.
But now, Sarge, do you think... Answer that question that you just raised. Do you think they should behave openly in the military?
Who? Who are you talking about?
Of course, I think everything that Obama initiated in the armed forces made the military. Every single initiative that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama did to the armed forces has made it less effective as a fighting force, and it's only been going downhill ever since. And that was one of the nails in the coffin.
Yeah, and now returning to Bill Barr, we're not going down to why homosexuals should not be in the Army or why they should be in the Army. Bill Barr, people.
They've always been there.
Openly gay, closely gay, I really don't care. If the guy's next to me, an American, he has a rifle and he's shooting at my enemy,
guess what? Well, you should care because it destroys the
morale. Why should I care?
Also, they want those gender-changing drugs. That's why a lot of homosexuals went into the military. They want those.
That's good. Where they went for a hormonal treatment, more power to them, and the government is offering it, why not take advantage of it? Why not?
No, but that's too expensive.
That's what we need to have in the armed forces. We need to have a lot of people coming in there to divert resources of the armed forces so they can cut their dicks off. Makes sense to me.
Right. They don't want their dicks, and the armed forces, if they're providing that medication, if they're providing
service,
why not take advantage of it?
I'm going to take a walk here, this is what Trump's doing, they diverted the conversation to gay people in the army
instead of the subject about Bill Barr says that we should indict, that Donald Trump should be indicted.
Boy, you were the one who brought up a Stanley and a homosexual program.
No, it was Mr. Solution who brought up the homosexuality in Stanley.
You asked where did Stanley go, and then I have no idea.
Matt Stanley's keeper. But Stanley is here, and apparently he doesn't want to answer that question. Stanley
he's still here,
but he doesn't want to. But he's not. But even if he went to a show where the guy was a lawyer and he talked about, I could talk about gay relationship, and I'm not homosexual. I don't know what your point is.
I've gone on these shows, and I've argued with people who are in the not fucking around coalition, who are a bunch of crazy. Black nationalists run around with AR-15s and shooting themselves in Cincinnati.
That you are not a homosexual, Brian, is not an open and shut case.
Huh. What are you talking about?
I know, man.
I tell you, Brian, we got to keep you straight, man.
Listen, I am a straight man.
Leave me alone. That one time in college didn't count. Homosexuality in the armed forces, nobody should even care about. Who cares?
I think you've done a lot of things under the influence of those drugs.
The people of Brian have got to have a Marine helmet with a bunch of rainbow colors.
Keep your fantasy to yourself as a solution.
They seem to care a lot about it, Brian.
Why should
we? They're making a big deal out of Pride Month. What do you mean nobody should care about it? That's all these people do is push it on us.
Well, you know what? You're right with the law.
Oh, you said nobody should care about it, but that's obvious. I do have a problem with some laws.
You
do care about it one hell of a lot.
But I do not have a problem with their sex act. It doesn't involve me. I don't care. I'm out of their bedroom.
You brought up something and said, who cares? And I told you who cares. The homosexual
activists care.
And they make a big deal out of
care,
making
sir?
Sure that you care, too.
Well, why would they want it to remain private? They want to shut up. What's wrong with them?
Why won't they shut up about it then if nobody's supposed to care?
They want to force it on the kids. They want to force it on everybody.
We're forcing homosexuality on the kids? Hey, kid, guess what? Come here. I can see it now. Hey, come here, son. Yes, Daddy. I'm going to talk about homosexuality. But, Pop, no. Now, when two men love each other and they look at each other in the eye, and then one man pulls down the zipper and he plays with his little winky, Dad, son, I'm going to force this on you, and it feels good. And next week we're going to talk about a glory hole for teenagers. They don't do that.
Oh, you're lying.
They do that. They're transgender-affirming surgery on children in school without telling their parents. It's policy in California.
Brian, that's not true.
You ask the California Teachers Union what they recommended.
Sarge, that's not true. It's not policy.
They had a doctor recommending
the
AMA where they were coming out talking about ridiculous things that pointed to the early homosexuality of children, like a boy wanting to wear his mother's shoes. I mean, come on. That's not
it. Hey, I did that for 2 years. There was nothing wrong with that.
Okay,
I'm still
Brian,
a man.
Can I bring this receipt to your ass now? Because you really irritated me when you said, that's not true. I'm going to bring
that's
a receipt.
That's not true,
Are you
Sarge.
Are you ready to listen?
That is not California policy. I don't, wait a minute. Let's
I got
go back.
A receipt
this is a serious,
for you, Brian.
Wait. Let's go back. I'm going to
just
say
forget about
that's
that.
A serious
I got a
statement
receipt. Do you
want to
hear the receipt or not?
Yes, I do.
You accused me of shoplifting, and I got the receipt.
No, I do
go
want
ahead,
to hear
Sarge,
it.
Go ahead, Sarge.
That's a serious fact. I want to hear it.
You have
All
a
right,
window, Sarge. Go ahead quickly.
Here we go. In June of 2019, the policymaking arm of the California Teachers Association met in Los Angeles at the Westin Bonaventure Hotel. On their agenda was, get this now, new business item number 676-
19-12, requiring immediate action. It was a proposal to allow trans-identified minor students to leave campus during school hours to obtain gender hormone treatments without parental supervision. It has since become all but public policy, not only in California, but in 11 other states that are looking toward adopting these same procedures that California is on the verge of doing. Without parental knowledge or permission to leave campus.
What is your source? Sarge, what is your source?
The source for it is irreversible damage. The transgender.
I understand it, but the information that you're reading us, what source?
Also, the union agenda stated publicly of the California Teachers Association. I'll give you the number and the reference.
No. You gave me a credible source. I do know a little bit about what you just said. As far as policy is concerned. I live in California, and I do know that when a child of age, you could be as 7 years old, 6 years old, let's go six, and if a six-year-old says to his parents, and it is the law now, let's say it's a little girl, I feel like I'm a boy, the parents cannot question that child. It's against the law. They have to take what the kid is saying, even if the kid is six. They have to take face value. If this kid says that I'm a girl, but I feel like I'm a boy and I want to be addressed as, instead of Samantha, I want to be addressed as Sam, you're right, Sarge. It will be taken seriously as this child will now be addressed as Sam, and the parents have no say-so whatsoever. You cannot take this kid to a counselor. You cannot do this or you cannot do this or whatever, get him help or anything. It's against the little boy's or the person's rights. That is
now, who is the primary motivator for that? Who is expressing the main impetus or motivation?
Well, the impetus of the political thing. You already know who it is. Who is it?
I'm asking you to clarify.
Well, you know the political force behind that is the LGBTQ community.
There you go.
You already know what the political power behind that is, or the lobbyists.
That controverts what you said earlier, that they were just keeping it to themselves. They are not.
I never said
that. And by the way, since 94% of grade school teachers are women, women are the greatest participators and exacerbators of this particular dysfunction.
Well, I don't know about that stat. I don't know everything.
You have to do is look it up.
I will look at it. What I'm trying to say is I'm not an attorney. I'm not attorney for Title IX.
Hold on.
Listen to me. I'm going to do a disclaimer. I'm not an attorney for Title IX.
You don't have to be an attorney. You don't have to be
an educator
or mechanical engineer to know if a car isn't worth shit.
No, I don't. There's too much political language.
You're just copping out. You're taking the sissy way out.
You know what? It takes a lot of courage for a person to say, guess what? I don't know the fuck. I don't know. And that's what's wrong with this world today.
Yes,
not enough people are saying, I don't fucking know.
Takes
Why
a little
can't we
gumption
take that?
And motivation for a person to get out their lazy mental ass and look it up.
You look it up.
I already have. That's the reason.
Okay,
I'm
then
to
I don't
it.
Need. To, then I heard what you said. Now I'm educated. Do I debate? Did I dispute what you said? I don't know. I got too much going for me. I don't have time. Just because you live in a basement, and
Brian,
you
Brian,
be,
Brian, what you saying?
I don't have time.
Bullshit.
I got things to do. I'm checking
wait,
the
wait,
world.
Wait. All
baby.
You're doing now
I'm
is expressing
making,
cowardice.
I'm making art, sweetheart.
Doing now
I don't have
is
time
expressing
for all
cowardice.
This.
You have an opinion about everything. And
I do not.
It.
I have an opinion about you.
Brian, you have an opinion about everything. You just play dumb.
I'm on the fucking radio. I'm supposed to have opinion about something.
Right.
That's
so
why
I'm
on
one,
the air. Whether the opinion
stop
is
lying
right or wrong.
And talking about you're not all of a sudden, out of the million things that
no
Brian
comment,
responds
sir.
To, all of a sudden, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know.
I'm telling you, I don't. What do you want me to do? Deny. Okay, got the Republican rule. You know everything.
Okay,
deny that you don't know.
Question,
and
I'd
you
like
talk
to
about
use
shit.
Sorry, caucus to do a little bit of research.
Look at you. Your love
and
is just coming
know.
Out so strong. Your love for me is coming out so strong. Stop it and keep it locked down, mister.
Yes,
hey,
it is a sign
of
love for someone who you attempt to educate them meaningfully. And we are definitely loving
you,
brother.
My
if
job
I had been
under
your
love
and you were the proper age when you were younger,
no,
I would
have... That's not my job. My job is not to educate you guys. My job is to have conversations. No, let me tell you what my job is. My job is to have conversations with you. My job is to have...
bullshit response.
Melissa said something and we didn't hear. Melissa, please.
I'm still, like, reeling over the fact Stanley was at a homosexual-run show talking about great relationships.
Wait a minute, Melissa, allegedly.
Okay. I
can't understand now, Melissa. What would be wrong with him going on a homosexual show and exchanging ideas with them?
I went to it to find out because look here, I like the Areopagus, Mars Hill, way back in the scriptures, and I like to see what new thing if there's some new information, and I wanted to see if this homosexual guy attorney,
why
as
do you
it were,
think he's a homosexual? You never gave us any evidence that this guy's a homosexual. I can say you're an intellectual, but there's no evidence of it.
Brian,
why is this guy?
Okay, there you go, running off, diarrhea of the mouth. What I'm saying to you, I wanted to confirm it.
What?
Knew that Stanley would know more assuredly than I do about what was going on, allegedly, since he was there. I can find the information, and the next time your sorry carcass appears, I can present it to you if you don't throw up the bullshit flag about you wanted to.
I am Denny Sarge. I love Hillary Clinton T-shirt. Now listen.
About you
want
to discuss something about Bill Barr. Sarge has explained that to you.
Well, first you're making
an
allegation that the guy's a homosexual. I just said.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're flipping all over the place as usual.
No, you are flipping. You keep mentioning homosexual. Give me one piece of evidence that the guy's.
Hold on. Sarge explained the Bill Barr situation to you.
Oh, I see. Now you're going to divert the homosexuality to Bill Barr. Are we going back to Bill Barr? Because I'm glad he will play it because I'm supposed to be playing it anyway. Okay, bottom line, Bill Barr is coming. Wait, okay, I mean, my audience is listening to this because I have to do it. You guys could reply on it.
What audience?
The bottom line is Bill Barr. If you guys can be quiet for 2 seconds.
Hey, we're your only audience, sucker.
You're not my only audience. Unless you are calling 5,000 times yesterday, you are not my only audience. That's all I have to say, mister. And if you are calling 5,000 times, stop it, you stalker.
This is your swan song.
Get out of here. Bill Barr, everybody. Here he is.
No scenario legally under which the president gets to keep the government documents, whether it's classified or unclassified. If it deals with government stuff and it's the government, it goes back to the government.
Yeah, I grant you that based on...
So the only other thing, the only things would be, you know, personal items and clearly personal stuff. The reason that was included to be seized, the issue here is not who ends up with it. The question is, could they have seized it? They could seize it, and they can keep it if it's evidence of the way the documents, the classified documents and the government documents were stored. So if you find very sensitive documents in Trump's desk along with his passports, that ties Trump to those documents. The passports are things that the government are, you know, they're personal stuff to Trump. But the fact that they're found with the classified documents is evidentiary. And the government decides whether that's relevant. Eventually, he'll get that stuff back. The problem I have with the special master is what she's done on what's called executive privilege documents. And she didn't address the only question that's in dispute, which is, can the former president have standing to say that the investigators don't even get to look at the documents, the classified documents that he wrongfully had at Mar-a-Lago? And that's the only question. And she dodges it. And then she says that she's bringing in a special master to look at whether stuff is executive privilege or not. That's not where the dispute is. I mean, if the government came today and said, we'll stipulate that everything that's deliberative there, whether it's classified or not, would ordinarily be subject to executive privilege, it begs the question. That's not what the issue is. That's why I think it was that opinion was a mistake.
So you think it'll be appealed and overruled? Is the
I hope it's appealed.
You believe it?
Yeah.
Do you have a view on how it ends?
Yeah. I think, you know, as I've said all along, there are two questions. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence by which that they could indict somebody on, including him? And that's the first question. And I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. But I think at the end of the day, there's another question is, do you indict a former president? What will that do to the country? What kind of precedent will that set? Will the people really understand that this is not, you know, failing to return a library book, that this was serious? And so you have to worry about those things. And I hope that those kinds of factors will incline the administration not to indict him, because I don't want to see him indicted as a former president. But I also think they'll be under a lot of pressure to indict him. Because, you know, one question is, look, if anyone else would have gotten indicted, why not indict him?
There's more to come on this, and I hope you come back.
There you go.
Hey, Brian, I would like to float a question for dummies, if I may, to you.
Sure. You're talking to yourself
okay.
again.
I'm thinking about all these presidential libraries, and I guess one of my questions would be, are there not any formally classified documents displayed in these presidential libraries Reagan,
no.
Nixon,
that's a silly
Obama?
Question. You know that's a silly question. Why would you...
I know that's a what? I'm sorry, you're speaking in a can. Speak up
that's
again.
A silly question. No, Mr. Solution, you
it's
know
It's a
that.
Silly
you know
question?
That. Huh?
Did you say it's a what question? I'm sorry.
It's a silly question.
Okay, well, answer it then, since you are equally silly. Please
if
answer
it's
it.
If it's classified, that means it's not for the public. It's not for public
I
knowledge.
I said formally classified. Notice
formally.
That.
Formally.
Well, formally classified means it's not classified. So if it's not classified...
Exactly! Bill Barr doesn't believe that Trump has the authority to classify anything, apparently.
Right. Let me ask you one other question, Brian.
He literally does not believe that President Trump has the authority to declassify any of the documents in his possession.
Oh, one second, Sarge. Hold on one second. I have this question for you, Brian. Save when I may ask it.
Not classified, then that means, of course, I would think it would go into the library because it's not a classified document. It's what.
Okay, I have another question. When you say I may ask it.
Wait, even a conversation may be classified at the beginning until they go through the conversation and they go to whatever committee that says, okay, we can allow that. Then it's not classified anymore. There's a lot of stuff that are formally classified, millions of documents.
Right. Thank you for that. May I ask
and
my follow-up question?
If the president declassified those documents, they're not classified. I don't give a damn what markings are on them.
Hold on one second, Sarge. May I ask you the follow-up question, Brian?
Sure.
Okay. Does the president of the United States, the existing president, have the constitutional right to declassify documents?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Why do I feel like I'm being indicted now and that I'm going to be hung in the White House yard?
Because you're hanging your hat on what Bill Barr says, and like I just said a minute ago, from what Bill Barr says, he doesn't believe Trump had the right to declassify documents. That's literally what he said.
If the markings are there,
that means they're still classified.
I like that, Brian. You say that the president has the sole authority, the sitting president, as president, has the sole authority to declassify any document that he so chooses. Is that correct?
Say it again, Mr. Solution. Seriously?
Okay. Does a sitting president have the constitutional authority to declassify any document he so chooses?
Yes, that's what I understand. A sitting president does have the power to classify or declassify any documents that he so chooses. That's what I understand.
Okay, very good, Brian. It's a first.
That's a first.
I'm going to stay your sentence.
So now examine what you just said in light of what Bill Barr just said. Would you please relate the two?
Well, I think we're going to run into trouble there, Sarge.
I think we just better leave it the way it is and interpret, because if we try to get further lucidity or perspicuity
from this gentleman, it's not going to happen. He's going to obfuscate.
That's not obfuscate. That only happens at the end of the month for 5 days.
Oh,
and
Lord,
who was supposed to be moron number one?
Are you a hermaphrodite?
What?
I'm starting to wonder.
All right, I want
to
thank everybody
for coming. Hey, look, again. See, I know reconciling contradictions is really difficult for leftists and progressives. You know, but I want you to try to do it. Seeming contradictions, you should be able to reconcile them if you understand structure and the way things are organized.
Right.
And the fact that for 254 years, it has been understood the President of the United States is the ultimate declassification or classification authority, even though he doesn't know a damn thing about the overwhelming majority of classified documents that are floating around him. He never heard of them. He never even seen them. But when they come to his attention, he has total plenary authority.
And that means complete, by the way, Brian.
Okay. But you know why this show...
And, you know, even Barr, if you notice his parallelism, if you notice what he linked, even if the president, which is absurd, this is absolutely absurd, it's ludicrous.
Right.
But even if the president were guilty, did not Bill Barr compare it to an out-of-date library book?
No, he said it was not. Somebody else did, but it wasn't Bill Barr. Bill Barr specified that it was not like an out-of-date library book.
Okay. Here's what I envision as the worst that should happen to Donald Trump under this thing with the Presidential Records Act and the negotiations between the National Archives and President Trump over documents in his possession. The worst that could happen is a civil finding is rendered by a judge who is adjudicating the whole affair. And the judge enters a finding after the subpoena has been issued for the documents that the National Archives wants. And the judge issues a finding that he must return them to the government. And Donald Trump doesn't do it. Then Donald Trump is liable for civil contempt and all the fines and penalties that attach thereto. That would be the worst. They should
And what is the worst? If you can just explain what would be the worst that could occur?
Judicial crime. Financial penalties.
So it's all civil law.
If you look at the mechanism, there is no criminal enforcement mechanism in the act. Will you read the act? There is no criminal enforcement. There is no criminal penalty attached to violations of the Presidential Records Act. Read the statute.
Every statute in law has a criminal sanction in it. I want to ask both of you a question. How might the president declassify a document? Can he just do it by fiat, or does he have to go through a procedure? A sitting president, what's the declassification process? Here's what could happen
if the president so choose. The president could go into
a
national security briefing with top secret
compartmentalized
information.
One at a time, please.
Wait a minute. Okay, the president could go into a national security briefing, and he's handed a folder with top secret security compartmentalized information. That's the highest level of secrecy. He could look at that document during the national security briefing. He could then order his aides to schedule an immediate press conference, walk out of the briefing, and inform the American people of what he's read, because he thinks the American people need to know about this top secret SCI information he just saw on his desk. That's what he could do. Or he could do it by a memorandum giving a general classification of documents that he wants declassified. He could do it either way. But the moment he does either thing, the document is in fact declassified from that moment on.
Now, did Trump do that regarding the said documents?
Well, that's what Cash Patel says. He said he did it in 2019 with regard to Crossfire Hurricane and many of the other documents apparently FBI was seeking.
Okay. Go ahead, Brian. You may answer the same questions, please, sir.
Sarge did it so beautifully. I'm going to let that stand.
Standing. All right.
I want to thank you, Mr. Solution, for coming to the show and taking partake into our conversation. This show
Damn right you do.
Example of people having different points of view, even raising their damn voices at each other, but still, at the end of the day, we break bread. We break the bread. I want to thank Miss Melissa.
I'll just send you your bread, but go on.
I will. You guys probably have monkey bread, you racist person.
Yeah, let's leave it at breaking bread, not breaking booty.
Breaking booty and breaking bread, that's what we do. I want to thank Miss Melissa for coming into this.
Brian, I would just send you your portion, that's all.
Thank you, sir. I love you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So thank you, Sarge, for being so energetic and putting your point across and making people understand where you're coming from. And Stanley, I don't know what happened to you, but thank you for coming in the studio. You're my brother. I want to say thank you guys for supporting the show. I really appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Hey, the best to you in all your endeavors, Brian.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Yes, sir. If I got to bring it to you, cowards, then it's gonna be quick. Bye, everybody. Well, you see you tomorrow. Suck my dick and all the motherfuckers you run with. Get done with. Jump quick. All over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I explain. So watch what you do, or you will find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And the niggas have to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind up in here.